Get ready for Washington Hatches football on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored in part by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalo, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, The End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington. Now, let's go live to the field.
A very pleasant good evening to you, as it is once again time for Hatchet Football. We are broadcasting live from Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium in Jasper as the Washington Hatchets are set to take on Big 8 Conference rival, the Jasper Wildcats. This is John Gere alongside Eric Wilson. And Eric, it's been an interesting Big 8 Conference season for a lot of different reasons. One of the few times that I can remember that Washington comes into the game against Jasper with a better record.
Yeah, not too many times that happens. The Hatchets have really been on the upswing this year. Jake Durnell's done a great job with these kids. And, you know, Jasper's had somewhat of a down year for them. I mean, 3-4 is definitely not what they expect. They've had a really tough schedule. They've lost to really good teams such as Evansville Memorial, Southridge, and Mount Carmel. They've played some really good teams. So even though Jasper's had a down year, they're going to be battle-tested and ready for tonight. Hatchets have to have everything going their way. It's not going to be an easy one, even though the records indicate that Washington could have a chance in this one.
Yeah, absolutely, and always having to make the trip down here to Jasper, it's always a tough place to play, and regardless of where Jasper is in relation to where they normally are, they're still going to be a tough football team, and it's still going to be a tough game for the Washington Hatchets. The good thing is Washington can take momentum from their 30-0 win last week against the Vincennes Lincoln Alices and take that, bring it into this game. And talking to Coach Durnell and some of the players, I know that they believe that they can come down here and win this football game.
Well, absolutely, and that's the kind of mindset that you need to have when you're playing a team like Jasper year in, year out. You know, you're talking about 35 straight wins for this Jasper team. The Hatchets haven't beaten Jasper since 1980, and I'm sure these kids have heard it all every year from watching the games to now playing, that Jasper has really been the bugaboo on the Hatchet schedule that the Hatchets just cannot beat. But, you know, just like you said, the kids are confident. They just came off a shutout victory over Vincennes, and that's the important thing about coming into a game like this. It's Jasper's senior night, so you know they're going to be pumped up and ready to play. But if the Hatchets can have some things going their way, this is definitely a game that the Hatchets can compete and maybe just win.
Absolutely. This is probably one of the best chances Washington's had in the last few years to actually knock off Jasper. So I know it's been a daunting task for the last 35 years, but something that is definitely possible tonight. And as we continue with the pregame show, we want to thank our pregame show sponsors, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones Investment Advisor, and Purdue Farms in Washington. And Eric, while we're on the subject of what the Hatchets need to do tonight for the game, let's go directly to the prescription shop, Prescription for Success. And I think in large part, tonight's outcome is going to depend on the Hatchets winning the turnover battle and making sure that they are on the positive end of the turnovers tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think not just the turnovers, but we can't make penalties. We have got to play within ourselves. We can't beat ourselves up on the just like penalties and turnovers. Jose's got to have a solid game in the pocket. And I think if everything goes well and we're able to move the ball on offense and we can get off the field on third downs, for our defense, I think absolutely there's a chance. And I think if you win those keys, you're always going to give yourself a chance. So the Hatchets know what they really need to do playing tonight, and now they just got to go out and execute.
Yeah, and the other thing that Jasper, they've struggled somewhat offensively this year from time to time, but they've in every game they've played, they've always been able to bust open big plays, big runs, big pass plays. So Washington definitely has to contain that tonight for them to be successful. And as long as the defense can continue to play the way they have over the last few games and not allow Jasper to score more than 28 points, then Washington has a chance to
win.
Well,
here's the trend. The Hatchets have given up 3 points per game on defense in their 4 wins this year. When they've lost the 3 games that they've lost this year, the Hatchets have given up 40 points per game. So you see the trend. But, you know, if the defense is playing well, the Hatchets have won. If they're not playing well and they're struggling, they've struggled to win the games. It's also key and important that the Hatchet offense scores, because this Jasper offense at some point is going to score. But as a Hatchet defense, you obviously the key is hopefully not.
Absolutely. And as we are getting closer to kickoff here, we're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
One day they're playing grown-up. The next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. We can help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office at 310 Southeast 21st Street, Washington, for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at Purdue.com or call 257-3000.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here live at Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium in Jasper, John Gear alongside Eric Wilson, as we are just under 12 minutes to go before the kickoff here tonight. And Eric, we've talked a little bit about what the Hatchets need to do, what they need to keep Jasper from doing, but you know, it's so far, just to kind of back things up here a little bit, Washington has had a very good season so far. And as we talked last week with Coach Durnell after the Vincennes game, that a win tonight here at Jasper is going to be a huge victory for this Washington Hatchet program under the direction of Jake Durnell.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've already seen how improved the program is and the steps that Jake Durnell has taken from year one to year two with beating Mount Vernon and Vincennes and, you know, beating North Davies. But this would be, I mean, this is 100 steps right here, probably above what Jake Durnell probably would have even imagined in his second season, beating Jasper at Jasper on senior night. I know he's thinking about it in the back of his mind, but I know he's more determined than anything else to get these kids a win tonight, so we'll see.
And with that being said, earlier tonight I had a chance to catch up with Hatchet head man Jake Durnell, and let's take a moment to listen to what he had to say about tonight's game.
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to join me here as we get ready to start this football game. And obviously before every season, there's a couple games that you circle on the calendar, the big rivalry games. One of them is Vincennes, which you handled last week very well, and the one this week in Jasper. And tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of what your thought process is going into this game, what you've seen from film, what you need to do to come out of here with a nice road victory here tonight.
Well, when you look at Jasper, they're a program that, you know, has been dominant for multiple decades now, and it's a program that you look at and you want to emulate. Myself, I want to emulate their program as a young head coach, and it's just one of those games you look at and you're like, you know, if we could get that game, if we could play well enough to be there in the fourth quarter to pull out a win, that would change, you know, the fortune of your program. So it's definitely one of those games that you circle on your calendar and look at and start to think about it as it approaches. You know, they're not the typical Jasper team on film. Your normal, typical, traditional Jasper team is going to line up with double tights and either an I backfield or a single backfield, and they're going to run the ball and they're going to do some play action passes. But on film, they show a lot more trips and spread, and they tend to run the zone more this year. They will run some wishbone when they get inside the 10, but for the most part, between in the blue zone, between the 20s, they want to run trips and spread and try to run that zone read on offense.
Right, and I know off air we talked briefly, but one thing that I know you're wanting to contain tonight is the big plays by Jasper. Obviously, that's been kind of a theme for them all year. They haven't, you know, like you just said, haven't moved the ball and just ran over people like they have in years past, but they have been able to knock off big chunks of yards. So obviously, that's something that you're going to look to try to contain tonight.
Yeah, if we can get them off the field on third down, it's going to help us tremendously. You know, I don't look for it to be a real high-scoring game. Both defenses are playing really well. So it's just going to be one of those old-fashioned, whoever moves the ball the best and puts some points on the board is probably going to come out on top. But definitely getting them off the field on third down, not letting them have the big plays, and, you know, not committing silly penalties and silly mental mistakes is going to be key for us tonight.
Yeah, and also, too, you know, we talked briefly about last week you guys had, I think, two penalties and no turnovers. And obviously, to pull off a road win here tonight in Jasper, you guys are going to have to not have any turnovers and have very few penalties again.
Yeah, I talked to the boys on Tuesday, our offensive practice, and I was extremely happy with the fact that we only had two penalties and only one of them was on offense. But penalties are drive killers. It puts you in a situation where you're first and 20 or first and 15 and you're behind the chains the entire time. So it limits you as a play caller as to what you can do. So if we can avoid penalties tonight and, you know, move the ball, take some time off the clock, that's what we're going to try to do tonight. Hopefully, you know, it puts us on the top end of the scoreboard.
Absolutely. And, Coach, I dare say that this is going to be the biggest game of your tenure here at Washington. You guys have done a great job so far this year, coming into the game 4-3. Jasper is 3-4. A win tonight, as you said earlier, would just kind of catapult things for you in this program. So wish you the best of luck, and we'll be talking to you after the game. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. We'll put our best effort on the field tonight.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then four options to press one and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin.
Save big bucks on great trucks at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get 20% off selected Ram 1500 trucks during the Ram Power Day sale. Up to $10,000 off selected vehicles. Don't you want to drive the longest lasting pickup on the road? If you want the best deals and biggest savings, head to Washington Chrysler Center now. It's not just a better deal, it's a better buying experience. WashingtonChryslerCenter.com.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Eric Wilson back here at Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium in Jasper as we are just under 5 minutes away from kickoff. We've gotten through all of the Jasper Senior Night events, and teams are getting ready, and we're creeping up on kickoff here, Eric, and it'll be interesting to see when Washington takes the ball, whether they get the kickoff or whatever, to see how aggressive they are tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the important thing is, you know, just be aggressive. You know, I don't want a Hatchet team coming out tonight playing conservative, trying to, you know, keep the game as close as they possibly can. take some shots. You know, go downfield. If you see an if you've got to open the playbook in the first play of the game with a deep pass downfield or something like that, try it. I mean, you know, the Hatchets really have nothing to lose. It's not like there's conference on the line tonight. I know for Jasper they still have a chance, but, you know, they're going to need Mount Carmel to lose to Vincennes tonight in order for it to happen. So I think if you're Washington, you know, come out, play with nothing to lose, and just come out and have fun. I think that's the important thing that Jake Durnell will try and stress. We'll find out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And the biggest thing that a lot of people don't always realize is that majority of this game is mental, you know. And Washington has always had this stigma that every time we play Jasper, well, we shouldn't beat them. They're better than us, that kind of thing. And tonight is, as I mentioned earlier, is one of the better opportunities that we have to knock off Jasper. And, you know, I know the players are buying in. Coach Durnell obviously feels like they can compete tonight and actually come down here in a tough environment and pull off a victory here tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, but like I said, Coach Durnell knows what they're up against. But hey, he's seen it in practice. He's seen it from these kids all year. The fight, the determination. They know they ain't going to go down without a fight. It was really interesting. 2 weeks ago, I wasn't as confident in the Mount Carmel game. But the team showed me something. We forced four turnovers, and we only managed to be down by 14 at halftime. I think we're going to need to play better than we did at Mount Carmel. We're going to need to move the football a lot better. But, hey, you know, like I said, all it takes is for a couple plays to bounce our way as far as penalties and turnovers, and we're in this ball game. So, like I said, it's a great night for football under the lights here at Jasper High School. I can't wait to get this game started.
Absolutely, and as we are approaching 2 minutes until kickoff, we're going to take a quick 60-second timeout, and we'll be right back and be ready for the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Neighbor, can I borrow your lawnmower? Good afternoon, neighbor. Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Hey, neighbor, it's me again. Can I borrow your running shoes?
You can't choose your neighbor, but at least you can choose two of your favorites from the McDonald's McPick 2 menu.
Pick any two for $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu, like a McDouble Burger, McChicken Sandwich, three-piece mozzarella sticks, or a Sausage McGriddle Sandwich. See store for details.
Let me get a McPick 2. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Davies County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear, Eric Wilson, back here at Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium in Jasper. We're under a minute to go before we kick this thing off here, as the captains from Washington and Jasper have met at midfield as we are about to have the coin toss. And I actually look for, after my talk with Coach Durnell, I look for him to take some chances tonight, because it's going to take let's face it, Washington's going to have to play the best game they've played all year to come down here and beat this Jasper team on the road. And as we get this, it looks like Jasper has won the toss and Washington will receive. So we'll get a chance to see right off the bat how aggressive Coach Durnell is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you get the ball first. Right out of the gate, we'll find out what we're made of against this Jasper team. Like I said, Jasper struggled this season, but we haven't seen the highlights. We haven't really seen their games. So we really won't know what this Jasper team is like until we see the first play of the game.
Absolutely. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Should be an exciting football game. I want to especially thank my buddy and former teammate here at Washington, Danny Bird, who is once again braving the weather as the hurricanes are headed his way. So, Danny Bird, stay safe out there, and appreciate you tuning in. And we are set and ready to go here as Jasper will kick off. Washington will be heading left to right on the radio dial as we start this first quarter. And we are underway here with the Boyd Grain and Washington kickoff. Ball is going to be fielded by Austin Moody at the 7-yard line. Moody to the far side, cuts up the middle, breaks a tackle. He's still on his feet, folks. He's one man to beat, and he brings him down at the 41-yard line. So about a 36-yard return for Austin Moody to get the hatchet started with good field position.
Absolutely perfect start to a football game. Austin Moody gets the kickoff from about the 5-yard line, runs it up, sheds a couple tackles, and bounces off to the left side of the football field. And he gets a great gain of about 33 yards. They got him marked at about the 39, but still nonetheless, great field position for the Hatchets. Have to take advantage.
Hatchets come out in the I formation. Mejias is going to be under center. Mejias takes a snap, fakes it to Moody. He's got time, throws a deep pass just out of the outstretched arm of Marcus Thorne, and we got a flag on the play.
Yeah, I think this is going to be on Jasper. I can't tell who the number is for Jasper. Looks like number 20. That would be Adam Betts, who's there covering on Marcus Thorne.
We have two flags, actually. We got one at the line of scrimmage and one.
So it looks like a holding on Washington and then a holding on Jasper in the pass coverage. So the penalties are going to offset, and we'll replay first down.
So going to have a do-over here as we get started.
But I like the way Jake Durnell, you know, you talked about how he was going to take some risk early in this game. He showed it right there with a deep pass. Jose got flushed out of the pocket a little bit and had to hurry and make that throw, but still nonetheless.
Mejias under center. Thorne in motion. Hand off to Moody. Moody is going to be going to gain about
3 yards.
3 yards on the play. So nice job by Moody. And, yeah, earlier when I talked to Coach when we were off the air, he told me that if they got the ball first, he was going to throw it deep to Marcus Thorne. And that was actually a very good ball thrown by Jose Mejias. Just the unfortunate holding by Washington, offset what was going to be a penalty for Jasper, which would have moved us forward. But be that as it may, we had offsetting penalties, and now Washington is looking at a 2nd and 7 here with 11:10 left to go in the first quarter. I formation for the Hatchets. Mejias under center. Wes Edwards in motion. Mejias throws it to Wes. Completed. Nice gain of about 4 yards on the play from Jose Mejias for a quick pass to Wes Edwards. And I'll bring up 3rd and 3 for Washington.
Yeah, it was just a little bit of a dump pass to Wes on the corner. He picked up what he could, and now it's going to set up a 3rd and 4. Definitely a 3rd and 4 is a lot better than taking a lot of 3rd and 10s, which against Mount Carmel 2 weeks ago, that's what we saw a lot of. So not a bad start from the Hatchets. Could really pick up a first down right here.
I formation for Washington. Thorne in motion. Mejias takes a snap. Back to pass. He's got pressure. Oh, and he's tripped up in the backfield for a loss of about 3 on the play, which is going to bring up a 4th down. And the Hatchets will punt it away.
Yeah, this Hatchet offensive line is going to be tested this evening. Both lines will. So far, Jasper's defensive line has done a great job getting to Jose and forcing him out of the pocket. And Jose just had nowhere to go for a 2-yard loss.
We do have to point out that freshman Anthony Gonterman is making his first career start at left tackle tonight for the Hatchets. Moody, high snap. He's going to have to run it. He's still on his feet. And he's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. So a special teams mishap there by the Hatchets are going to give Jasper great field position as they're going to get started on the Hatchet 39-yard line.
Well, we talked about not making mistakes and forcing Jasper to make mistakes. That's the first big one, and it goes against Washington. So Hatchets are going to have to clean it up. It's still early in this game. But you got to find a way to stop Jasper here and not let them get in the end zone.
Jasper takes over at the Washington 39-yard line. They're going to be in the shotgun here. It's a snap. Hand off up the middle. Nice job by Washington. The short gain for Jasper of about 3 yards. And we got a stoppage in play here. So it looks like the quarterback for Jasper is number 10, Justin. I'm not sure how exactly how to say his name. Persson?
Persson. Justin Persson.
So we'll go with Persson. You are the English wizard.
So we got a chop block against Jasper.
Huge break for Washington right there.
And that is a pretty big penalty because Jasper would have had about a second and five, and it immediately turns in to a first and 21.
That is a huge break for Washington. Huge break for Washington.
I take that back. It's a personal foul after the play. So instead of a second and six, it's a second and 21. So a 15-yard penalty, my bad.
Jasper with trips to the near side. Person rolls out. Pressure, throws it away. Nice job by the Hatchet defense to get pressure and force a third and long. So Washington has an opportunity here to erase that mishap on the special teams if they can get a stop here on third and 20. So,
yeah, absolutely. And the big important thing is just don't get beat deep. Keep the ball in front of you and just do not let them get a deep play.
Trips to the far side for Jasper. Person takes the snap. It's going to be a reverse. Cuts up the middle. Jaden Penley with a huge stop after only a gain of about 2 yards on the play. Great job by Jaden Penley to force Jasper into punt with a fourth and 18 is what they're facing.
Yeah, Jasper tried to catch us off guard with a little bit of a jet sweep to the running back number 25, Reese Milligan. And that play got stuffed out from the start, only a gain of about 2 yards. Great job by Jaden Penley on the tackle.
Jasper set to punt, although they're just on the other side of midfield, which is great for a fake, and he actually does punt the ball. Moody is going to let it go, and it takes a huge Jasper bounce all the way down to the 5-yard line. So Washington will have their second offensive possession here of the first half, or first quarter, excuse me, as they're going to start from their own 5-yard line.
I like the idea for Moody. I think he really thought that that ball was going to bounce into the end zone, but I think that's where you just got to fair catch the football. You know, if he fair catches that, the ball's closer to around the 20. Instead, the Hatches have to start from their own 5-yard line. So definitely backed up in your own field position here. We'll see what Jose and this Hatchet offense can do in the second time around.
Hatchet still in the I formation. Mejias under center. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Gunner Williams. Gunner breaks through the first wave. Is going to have a hard-fought gain of about 3 yards on the play, so it's going to bring up a second and 7 as Gunner Williams did a nice job of hanging on to the football and getting positive yardage there. Obviously, at this point, Washington just wants to make sure that they can get out of the shadow of the end zone and convert on this first down and continue to move the ball and put a drive together to keep Jasper's defense on the field. 8:09 left to go here in the first quarter. Mejias under center takes a snap. Hands off to Moody. Moody with a big hole. Moody's still on his feet. He's up to the 30. He's up to the 40. He's still on his feet and finally pushed out of bounds at about the own at the Hatchet's own 42-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 40.
So that's a gain of 33 yards. Great burst of speed from Austin Moody. He was able to break one tackler, and then after that he found some open space in the Jasper defense. Jasper went with more of a cover two defense. They were expecting the Hatchets to kind of pass it a little bit and got caught on the fake.
And the great job, Washington's line did a great job of opening up a huge hole for Austin Moody to convert that first down, and now Hatchets are at their own 40-yard line. Mejias takes a snap, fake pitches, handoff to Gunner. Gunner's going to have a first down and more. Gunner Williams to the Jasper 40-yard line. Great fake by Mejias. He faked the pitch to Moody. An inside trap handoff to Gunner Williams, and Gunner with a 20-yard run on the play, and the Hatchets are on the move here.
Yeah, it was a fake halfback pitch to the fullback. Great job by Gunner Williams just to take it up the middle. And, again, it always feels like we've seen on these last two plays where the Hatchet runner sheds the first tackle and then there's open space. Jasper's having too much coverage in their secondary. Excuse me.
Mejias under center. Wes Edwards in motion. Pitch out to Moody. Moody cuts it back inside, slips, going to have a loss of about 2 on the play as Moody was waiting for his blockers and trying to make a cut and couldn't quite keep his footing. So that'll bring up a 2nd and 12 for Washington. But one thing early on that I'm impressed with is the fact that Washington has been able to move the ball in large chunks. The offensive line is holding their ground, opening up holes, And right now, if they can continue to play like this, you're going to give them a lot of confidence as this game goes on. 6:54 left to go in the first quarter. Mejias under center. Pitches to Moody. Reverse back to Wes Edwards. Wes cuts it back. He's still on his feet. Still going. And is going to gain positive yardage there. He's going to gain about 4 yards on the play. So still going to be a third.
I'd even go as far as to say he probably picked up about 6 yards according to the spot. So it's going to give the Hatchets a third and six. Definitely a lot better field position. I can definitely tell some of the gruntles of the Jasper fans as we're kind of sitting close to their fans. Hey, Washington's got some athletes, and right now this Hatchet team has come to play here these first 6 minutes.
Mejias under center. Takes a snap. Hands off to Moody. Moody's got a big hole on the left side. Austin Moody's going to have a first down and much more as he's still on his feet. Finally brought down inside the 20. Austin Moody probably has 50 yards rushing already on just a few carries.
Well, considering I'm Mr. Stats, he already has over 50 yards. He's got 54 yards right now on just 4 carries. So I'm a little bit surprised. Jasper's kind of gone with a coverage defense, and I really thought that Austin Moody would be a marked man. And right now, Jasper's really struggled in bringing Austin Moody down.
I didn't mean to steal your thunder there. No, Mejias takes a snap, hands it off to Penley. Penley bounces off a couple Jasper players and is going to be brought down after maybe a gain of one. Going to be close. That's going to bring up a second and 9, we'll call it, for Washington. So far, Hatchet fans have got to be happy with what they see here so far. And on that same note, I want to thank all the Hatchet fans for coming down. We got a nice representation here tonight. And so far, they're liking what they see. Second 9 for Washington. Mejias takes a snap. He's back to pass. Throws it to a complete to Wes Edwards. Nice. We saw this a lot last week with these little slant plays that worked well against Vincennes, and tonight it's working well again so far, as that was enough for a Washington first down.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Wes Edwards was on the receiving end of a lot of those slant plays last week. He was on the end of this one. Great job by Wes to read the Jasper defense and to get open and make a nice play for 11 yards.
First and goal from the 9 for Washington. Mejias under center. He's going to keep it. He's still on his feet, and let's see where he ends up.
Make sure you hold on to the football.
Absolutely. Jose did a good job. He was kind of held up by the Jasper defense. Short gain, maybe about 2 on the play, so it looks like it's going to be second and goal from the 5-yard line now. So Washington has to take every opportunity they can to score points, and you would have to think that anything short of a touchdown here would be a little bit of a letdown for Washington after they've moved the ball all the way down the field.
Absolutely.
Mejias takes a snap, hands off to Moody. Moody, still on his feet, is close to the end zone, but is going to be a few yards short. Let's see where they mark him.
I think this is 4-down territory. I know you got a field goal kicker in Austin Moody. If you don't get it in on this play, you have the ability to elect and kick it, but I think with just playing Jasper and playing at Jasper, I think this is 4-down territory.
Absolutely. You're going to have to take some chances and going to have to kind of get out of your comfort zone. Not easy for me to say, obviously, but to do some things that you might normally not do, because that's what you're going to have to do to come win a game at Jasper. 3rd and 3, Mejias under center, back to pass, throws it to, it's picked off in the end zone. Mejias was looking to throw to Marcus Thorne, threw the ball behind him.
He threw the ball behind Marcus Thorne, but I thought Marcus got held a little bit in the end zone. I don't want to be biased, but I really felt like the Jasper defender had an arm around Marcus. You can't make that throw if you're Jose. If he's not there, you throw it away, but still, tough break for the Hatchets. You had the ball inside the Jasper 5, and you know how many opportunities are you going to have something a drive like that tonight. So the Hatchets have got to tighten up the chin strap and get back here on defense.
Jasper, it's 20-yard line. Person in the shotgun. Man in motion. Going to hand off up the middle. Number 21 for Jasper is going to have a first down. Ryan Ewing on the carry, and that's going to be a gain of about 12, so that's going to give Jasper a fresh set of downs. And the thing that you got to look at if you're Washington, your first defensive possession, let's say, was good. You stopped Jasper, and then you moved the ball all the way down the field. Yeah, the outcome wasn't what you wanted, but you still got to have a little bit of confidence that you can move the ball that easily up and down the field. Person under center for Jasper. Takes a snap. Pitch out to the far side. There's got to be holding on that play. I don't know how the ref, and the runner is still on his feet. And he is going to be brought down at the 20-yard line. And I'm sorry, but there was a blatant holding call right in front of the official. And Coach Durnell is not thrilled at that at all. And that was just a miserable call.
Well, he has every right to be. He got shoved in the back, and they didn't call anything. Again, don't want to put the bias factor out there, but when you come to Jasper, you're not going to get a whole lot of calls. That was just one of those situations where tough break for the Hatchets, and now they've got to really tighten up as Jasper's inside the red zone.
Person for the snap. Takes a high snap. He's going to keep it. And he is going to run right into the end zone for the 20-yard touchdown.
Well, I think the Hatchets were shell-shocked. I think after throwing that interception and then that big play that busted it open from Reese Milligan that could have been thrown for a holding, I think that really threw him off on that play. Just quarterback goes untouched for 20 yards.
So Jasper takes the early lead here. On a couple miscues by Washington, as number 9 for Jasper, Jacob Lentz is on to attempt the point after here. High snap. We got a flag on the play. We'll see what they come up with here. As the officials have a conference.
False start
on Jasper. So it's going to make this extra point attempt a little bit farther, as it looks like they're going to try to go for two now, as their quarterback is back in the game. We'll see what transpires here. It's just a 5-yard penalty here on the extra point. So we'll see what Jasper opts to do as far as their extra point choice. Jasper breaks the huddle. And it looks like we're still kicking it. So Lentz still on to attempt the extra point. High snap. Kick is up. And it is good on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 2:34 left to go in the first quarter. Jasper 7, Washington 0. We're going to take a quick timeout. You'll be right back here listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM.
Save big with a trip to your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Pepsi 12-packs are 3 for $11. Coke 2 liters only 99 cents each. In a hurry for breakfast? Grab Kellogg's cereal in a cup, 2 for $2, or Hostess bag donuts, 2 for $6. A gallon of 2% milk is only $2.99 at Chuckles. And for snacks, Cheez-Its are 2 for $2, and select bags of Ruffles potato chips also 2 for only $2. Fast, convenient, and always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
The voice of the Hatchets.
John Gear and Eric Wilson back here as Lentz is set for the kickoff. The Boyd Green and Washington kickoff here with 2:34 left to go in the first quarter. Washington still will be going left to right on the radio dial. Jake Ledgerwood fields the kick at the 15. Jake looking for room to run. Is not going to have much room to go. He's going to get about 10 yards on the play as Washington will take over from their own 25-yard line. And, Eric, as we have a second here, Washington just has to forget about the last couple plays that just happened, forget about the holding call that should have been called, forget about the interception, and just think about how easily they were able to move the ball down the field and just have a short memory, forget that it happened, and just do it again.
Yeah, and again, it's so difficult for a high school football team to overcome something like that. That happened just in a short period of time. But I think this Hatchet team can do it. They just need to get a first down here and just start slowly moving that football again.
Hand off to Moody. Moody is going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of about 5 on the play. So that's going to put Washington in a second long here, and that's something they definitely have to avoid moving forward, as they have to limit their second and third down being more than 10 yards, because that just puts a huge crunch and a lot of pressure on the Hatchet offensive line and on Jose Mejias, and they need to put themselves in more second and third and shorts as we move forward in this game. So we'll see how Washington responds here with a second, well, they're going to call it a second and 13, so we'll see what Coach Durnell has drawn up here as Mejias takes a snap. He's going to pass. He's got room. He throws. Caught by Marcus Thorn, and that's going to be good for a first down. I'm happy to see Jose make that play. He had pressure, stepped up in the pocket, made a nice throw out to Marcus Thorn in the flats, and that was good for a Hatchet first down.
Yeah, absolutely. He was able to roll out of the pocket, find a good gain of about 16 yards on the pass play. Great job by Jose. He had pressure in the pocket, was able to get out. And again, you got to make plays like this. And it, you know, the Hatchets move the chains. Now let's see if this Hatchet team can get the ball down the field like the last drive.
Hatchets have the ball on their own 38-yard line. Hand off to Penley. Penley is going to be stopped after a gain of about 3 on the play. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 7 as we are a minute and 16 left to go here in the first quarter. And, you know, as a quarterback who from time to time threw interceptions, and, you know, I know Jose right now wants to make up for that, and he wants to do everything he can to get his team on the scoreboard and get this thing tied up and kind of take care of his mistake earlier and get things back to even here. So we'll see how Jose does as Washington comes out in a spread formation right now. Marcus Thorn in motion. Mejias takes a snap. He's looking. He's got pressure.
He's got to get rid of it.
He's got to get rid of the football. And there's
way too much time in the pocket. I know, you know, Jasper brought a heavy blitz and the Hatchet offensive line kind of collapsed in the end. But if you're Jose Mejias, just get rid of the football. He's trying to do too much and trying to make too big of a play. In that situation, you just got to be able to get rid of it. I like his tenacity and the way he stands in the pocket, but sometimes you just got to know when to get rid of it.
The Hatchets are going to be looking at a 3rd and 18 here as Coach Durnell is going to let the time run out here in the first quarter and think about what he wants to do here as Washington's faced with a 3rd and long. And that will do it for the first quarter of action here at Alumni Stadium in Jasper on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Jasper 7, Washington 0. We're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorn, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
When buying insurance, finding protection close to home is always better. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. When you call our office, you will always speak to an agent. Our staff will work hard to help you get the right, affordable coverage that you need. Give us a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Jasper, John Gere alongside Eric Wilson as we get ready to start the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Jasper with an early 7-0 lead over Washington. And Washington is going to be faced with a 3rd and 18 here as Washington is now moving right to left on the radio dial. As the Hatchets come up to the line, they're going to be in a spread formation. Mejias is going to be in the shotgun. And let's see what if the Hatchets can convert this 3rd and long here. Mejias takes a snap. He's got time. Long pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by number 9, Jacob Lentz, as Mejias was trying to throw a long pass to Austin Moody and just didn't quite get it there.
Well, I'm not sure where he was really throwing it. The ball was a swirling wobbler. It looked like that's who he was trying to get it to, but it was about 10 yards away from him, and Jasper defender number 9, Jacob Lentz, was just right there to pick the pocket, and that's 2 interceptions for Jose Mejias for Washington.
Jasper trips to the far side. Pearson takes a snap, hands it off up the middle. Finally, number 21 for Jasper, Ryan Ewing, is brought down after a gain of about 7 yards, so it's going to bring up a second and short here for Jasper. Definitely have to, Washington's kind of got to settle in. They got through, you know, get the nerves out of their system and get back to playing football here. Jasper's going to come out with trips to the far side again. Person still in the shotgun, surveys the defense, takes a snap. He's back to pass. Has a wide open receiver, number 87 for Jasper, Luke Wagner, for a gain of about 7 or 8 on the play, which is going to give Jasper a fresh set of downs here as they move into Hatchet territory. Ball is going to be placed at the Washington 29-yard line. Jasper still trips to the far side. Person in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands off to Ewing. Ewing tripped up. He's going to fall forward for a gain of about 3. So nice job by the Hatchet defense there to not let Ewing take off and run like he had on the last couple times he touched the ball. So going to bring up a 2nd and 7 for Jasper. We are 10:37 and counting left to go here in the second quarter. If you're just tuning in, Jasper has an early 7-0 lead and are driving once again here as Person is in the shotgun. Spread formation. Man in motion. Going to hand off to Ewing. Ewing looking for somewhere to run. Is going to be close to the first down as it looks like they're going to mark him just about a yard short. So it looks like it's going to be about a third and two coming up for Jasper. As they are, Jasper is on the Washington 21-yard line. So they're getting extremely close to the red zone and they are looking to extend this lead so far. So let's see if the Hatchets can stop them right here as Person's going to be under center. And there are flags on the play.
Going to be a
false start on Jasper. So far, the last time Jasper had a very untimely penalty like this, we were able to make a stop and get the ball back. So let's hope we can do the same thing here and kind of, I mean, we have to pick up on any little bit of momentum that we can get here because that moves Jasper back from a 3rd and 1 to a 3rd and 6. So Washington hopefully here can get a stop and force Jasper to punt or try to kick a field goal or whatever and just try to keep him from getting in the end zone right here. Person's going to be in the shotgun. Trips to the far side for Jasper. 9:26 and counting. Person takes a snap. Quick throw out to the near side. And that's going to be a Jasper first down as the pass was complete to Luke Wagner. And that's going to take the ball down to the Washington 12-yard line. So Jasper's going to have a fresh set of downs here as they are just 12 yards away from adding to their lead. So,
well, it was a screen play to the edge, and it was a really well-developed play. Washington only had about 2 or 3 defenders on that side of the football field, and Wagner was able to take it himself for a gain of 15 yards. Now it's a first and 10 at the 11.
Person in the shotgun. He's going to keep it. He's going to run up the middle. He's going to be brought down by a whole slew of Hatchets there. Jose Mejias, Jaden Penley, and others there on the stop, along with Aldo Santos there on the stop. So, but that was after a gain of about 5 yards. So Washington's got to bear down here and keep Jasper from getting into the end zone as we are 8:34 and counting here in the second quarter. Jasper going to go to the wishbone formation here as Person's going to be under center, 3 backs behind him in the backfield. Takes a snap. Hands it off. It's going to be stopped for a very short gain. That was number 26, Sam DeWitt, on the carry. So DeWitt gains 1 yard on the play. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 4 here for Jasper. So Washington's got to come up big here and try to do whatever they can to force Jasper to try to kick a field goal. Person back under center, wishbone formation behind him. Long snap count, takes a snap, hands off to Ewing, and Ewing wait for the signal here. Ewing, they're going to give him the touchdown. Ryan Ewing, the 5-yard run in for the second Jasper touchdown, as Jasper now takes a 13-0 lead with 7:44 left to go here in the second quarter.
Well, and again, great job by Jasper, but it just really feels like that interception from Jose in the red zone and then that big no-call on the penalty that gave Jasper about a 50-yard run. Those two plays have really taken the wind out of this football team, and we're still early in the second quarter.
7:44 left to go in the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Jasper 14, Washington 0. We're going to take a quick timeout as you're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM.
This is Clint Baldwin at Southside One Stop. We are open and ready to serve you on Highway 57 South in Washington, a half mile south of the bypass. The Southside One Stop is full service, so we pump your fuel for you 7 days a week. Visit our Southside One Stop on Highway 57 South of Washington. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays, and with credit card pumps, you can actually fuel up 24 hours a day. Freddy Energy and Southside One Stop, fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Back here in Jasper, as Jasper gets set to kick off. Jasper puts the boots to it. Going to be fielded by Jake Ledgerwood. Ledgerwood looking for room to run. He's still on his feet. Slips down just past the 30-yard line, so Washington's going to take over at their own 32-yard line. And we talked earlier, or in the pregame show, excuse me, that Washington definitely had to control turnovers and not lose a turnover battle. And so far, they have two turnovers early in this game, and Jasper has zero. So Washington, as they're facing a 14-0 deficit with 7:39 left to go in the second quarter, has got to put points on the board here. Washington breaks the huddle. Come up to the line, back in the I formation, with Gunner Williams and Austin Moody behind Jose Mejias. Mejias under center. Takes the pitch to Moody. Hands off to Gunner. It didn't work so well that time. Last time that went for a gain of about 20. This time it lost 2 yards. So Jasper's kind of shoring up their defense a little bit. So we'll see what Washington comes up with on a second and 11. 7:20 and counting left to go here in the second quarter. You definitely can feel that the momentum is kind of swinging Jasper's way, obviously, but Washington definitely needs to kind of stop that here and do whatever they can to put any points on the board on this drive. Wes Edwards in motion. Mejias pitches out to Moody. Moody's trying to get to the outside. Gunner Williams in front of him. Moody is going to be brought down out of bounds after a gain. Let's see where they mark him here. It's only going to be a short gain. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 8 here for Washington. So Washington's definitely got to find a way to move the football, and you feel like they got to convert on this 3rd down here, or, you know, if Jasper extends this lead here much before halftime, it's going to be tough for Washington to get back in this thing and compete if they go down 21-0 here at halftime. So Washington's going to have trips to the far side. Mejias in the shotgun, takes a snap, throws a quick pass to Moody. Moody has room to run on the outside. Austin Moody is going to be stopped short of the Washington 1st down. Let's see where they mark him.
Well, it looked like he had a hole, and once he got to about the 39-yard line, 3 yards short of the 1st down, he just ran into a wall of Jasper defenders, and he got knocked back a couple yards. It'll be a 4th down and 3. Still plenty of time left to go in this game, even though trailing 14-0. No doubt you have to punt it here.
Washington is, the ball is spotted on their own 39-yard line. Moody back to punt. Moody takes a snap, kicks it away. Nice kick by Moody. Going to take a small Washington bounce, as it's going to be downed at about the Jasper 27-yard line. So Jasper's going to take over here with 5:27 in the second quarter, leading 14-0 on their own 27-yard line. So big test here for the Washington defense, as the last couple drives have not been so kind to them. And let's see if they can look a little bit more like the Hatchet defense on the first series of the game.
Well, it goes without saying that this Hatchet team needs a stop. You trail 14-0, and Jasper gets the ball to begin the second half. You give up a touchdown here, you find yourself in some really deep waters. So the Hatchets have to be able to shore up their defense from the last couple possessions, get a stop, and get the football back.
Trips to the far side for Jasper. Person under center. Sends a man in motion. Pitch out to the near side. Looking for room to run, trying to get to the outside. He gets around the corner, but then knocked out by Jaden Penley. Going to be a gain of about 9 on the play. Going to bring up a 2nd and 1 here for Jasper.
Well, that was a really good run from Milligan on the run, on the outside carry, but I felt like Austin Moody picked just a bad angle at trying to stop him, and Milligan was able to bounce to the outside and pick up 9 yards.
Well, Washington's going to take a timeout here. We're going to take one right along with them. Take a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW.
This is Alyssa from Bill Dobson Ford, and we are proud to announce the grand opening of our detail and graphics shop. We offer detailing, paint reconditioning, odor bomb, and scratch removal, and headlight restoration. We also offer custom graphics, pinstriping, window tinting, plus a whole lot more. Stop by Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington and check out our new detail and graphics shop, or call 812-254-1379.
Bill Dobson, your bottom line dealer.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium in Jasper, during the break, the officials came out to measure just to make sure, but they are going to proceed with Jasper having a 2nd and 1 here as we come out of the Washington timeout. And as you said, Eric, it's, you know, if the Hatchets give up a touchdown here, going into halftime down 21 with Jasper getting the ball back in the second half is really going to put their backs against the wall here. So definitely the Hatchets need to come up with a stop, a turnover, whatever they can get here to keep Jasper out of the end zone. Trips to the far side again for Jasper. Pearson takes a snap. He's back to pass. He's looking. He's hit as he throws just out of the outstretched arms of, I can't see the number. It looks like number 25, Reese Milligan.
Yeah, and Pearson took a huge shot from Gunner Williams, and he's down on the ground. I'm a little surprised that Jasper just didn't run it up the middle. They've got good enough backs that they could have probably picked up that first down on 3rd and inches. They went with a play-action pass, and again, Pearson just got nailed to the ground. Good thing he did get up on his own power, and looks like he's going to continue on with this next play.
3rd and 1 for Jasper. Trips to the far side. Pearson stays in the shotgun. Washington crowding the box. Hand off to Ewing. Ewing finds a hole. He's still on his feet, and Ewing is brought down by Austin Moody, but not after a gain of about 20, 22 on the play. So Jasper's going to have a fresh set of downs inside Hatchet territory as they're going to have the ball at the Washington 40-yard line.
Yeah, Ewing's really been the back that's killed the Hatchet so far. As of right now, he's got over 60 yards on 70 carries, and that was his longest run of the game for 22 yards.
4:53 and counting here in the first half. Jasper's going to stay in the trips formation. Pearson going to be in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Throw it out in the flats, just out of the outstretched arms of Reese Milligan. Going to bring up a 2nd and 10 for Jasper. So Washington definitely, it'd be a great time to force a turnover here, because a 21-0 lead before halftime would turn things into quite the boondoggle for Washington.
Yeah, and you really don't want that. I think, you know, I think these kids understand. I think Jake Durnell understands. I think everybody in this whole stadium knows that, you know, Jasper scores here, they're going to have a whole lot of room for comfort with still one half to play. So the Hatchets have to get a stop here.
Fake the handoff to Ewing. Pearson's going to keep it. He's got room to run around the far side. Cuts it back up the middle. And it's finally brought down, but after a gain of about 16 on the play, so Jasper's going to have another first down.
Yeah, Pearson's an elusive run quarterback. He hasn't ran it too often. That was just his third run, but he's had 43 yards on three carries, and he's really been shifty. You know, he's able to get past the line of scrimmage, and then just seems like he's, you know, shaking defenders left and right. So
Jasper with a fresh set of downs on the Washington 22-yard line. 4-11 and counting. Pearson in the shotgun. Trips formation to the far side. He's back to pass once again. Looking. Looking to the end zone. Pass is incomplete. Just out of the outstretched arms of number 87, Luke Wagner. As Wagner seems to be the main target here for Pearson in the first half. So nice job by Marcus Thorne there to knock that ball away, as that was awful close to another Jasper touchdown.
Yeah, it really was. So great job by the Hatchet defense there to come up and make a play when they really needed to. Now you got to make two more plays just like that.
Same formation for Jasper. Trips to the far side. Pearson in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands off to Ewing. Ewing this time is going to be stopped after a gain of about 3 on the play. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 7 here for Jasper. So even more pressure on the Washington defense. But a stop here on 3rd and 7 to set up maybe a field goal, try to block it, miss the field goal. The Hatchets still have life and have, you know, there's 3:38 and counting left to go in the second quarter.
Well,
Washington gets a stop, they can get back in this game and only be down a touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is 4-down territory for Jasper, knowing they're up 14-0. And so we'll see.
Pearson in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Looks to pass. Pass completed, but it's going to be short of the first down.
I think they're close enough. I think they will go for it. It looks like it's going to be about 4th and 2. Wouldn't be surprised if they kick a field goal, because it does look like Pearson's coming off the field.
And Lentz, their kicker, is on the field. So, but also, you got to be careful with a 4th and short deep into Hatchet territory. You always got to be careful of the fake field goal as well. So we'll see what Jasper decides to do here as Lentz is set and is getting ready to kick a field goal. It's going to be about a 32-yard field goal here. Snap. Kick is up. And it is no good.
He hooked it right at the
end. No good.
So Hatchets catch a huge break there. And now with 2:38, still plenty of time to go down the field and try and put some points on the board before the half.
This, you know, Washington's not going to get too many breaks in this game. They've already gotten a couple. They have got to convert this one into points. Preferably 6, but 3 will do at this point.
Yeah.
Anything to cut this lead down and not extend it for Jasper. And folks at home, I mean, Washington is still in this game. They moved the ball tremendously well earlier on in the game. They just got to get back to that mindset, and they got to just buckle down and take care of business here.
And I think they need to mix it up a little bit, because it seems like the last two drives, Jasper's kind of really tightened up their defense. So we'll see coming out of the huddle here for the Hatchets.
Pass out to Thorne. Thorne takes it in the flats. He's still on his feet. Nice run by Marcus. That's going to be good for a Hatchet first down here.
You know, and the Hatchets have the athletes, too. They can get to the outside, and we've seen at times from Austin Moody, even Gunnar Williams and Marcus Thorne. You get to the outside, there's room for this Hatchet offense. So great job by Marcus to look upfield and just make a play. You know, that could have easily been, you know, a 2 or 3 yard game, but he makes 11 yards out of it. So great job by Marcus on that play.
2:13 and counting here in the second quarter. Hatchet's in the spread formation. Mejias back to pass. He's got time. He throws it. Oh, just out of the outstretched arms of Wes Edwards. And we got a flag on the play. Let's see what we come up with. Penalty is on Jasper.
Yeah,
so Washington's going to get another break.
They're going to be calling it a blow to the head, a personal foul on roughing the passer. That's a 15-yard penalty, and all of a sudden the Hatchets are right around midfield. That's the second personal foul penalty the Jasper Wildcats have had in this game. And right now they've got five penalties for 45 yards. They have been snake bitten by penalties, and this is where the Hatchets have to take advantage of it. We saw one time where Jasper was snake bitten by a personal foul penalty on offense, and it wound up costing them, and they had to punt. Now we see it with their defense. Let's see how the Hatchets react this time.
Spread formation for Washington. Mejias in the shotgun. Hands off to Penley. Penley, a little bit of a hole there, is going to push forward for about 4 yards. So nice job by Jaden to get some positive yards on first down and set up a second and six for Washington as we are 150 and counting here in the first half. And you just got to believe that you can feel it and you can see it in our Hatchet players that they feel a little more confident. They feel the momentum is kind of going their way a little bit, but they got to convert. They got to have points here before the half. Trips to the far side for Washington. Mejia still in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Looking. He's got a man downfield. He's got Wes Edwards open. Wes makes a great catch at the 19-yard line, and Washington's going to set up shop just inside the red zone. And a great throw by Jose Mejias and an even better catch by Wes Edwards to go up and grab that ball and bring it down. And Washington's on the move here, Eric.
Absolutely. And you see what Jose Mejias can do when he stands back in the pocket. He's got plenty of time to throw, and he throws from his back heel, and he makes a perfect spiraling throw just high enough where Wes Edwards can come up and make what was a 31-yard catch.
Mejias takes a snap. He's going to keep it. He's still on his feet. He's got room to run. Is just inside the 10-yard line, and that should be good enough for another Hatchet first down.
I think Jake Durnell is going to go ahead and call a timeout to preserve some time, as there's only a minute three left. But, again, this drive is feeling a lot like it was early in the first quarter. Now the key is got to convert these points.
Let's take a quick timeout here as Washington takes a timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
Are you ready for some football? The End Zone in Washington is, with all your favorite team apparel for all the area high school teams. From t-shirts to hoodies, sweatshirts, and more in all colors and sizes. Highlight your favorite team and player with a personalized t-shirt or sweatshirt at The End Zone in Washington. Specializing in screen printing and embroidery with the latest print technology. Did you know The End Zone can even take care of the end of the year trophies too? Stop by at 308 East National Highway in Washington or call 254-1895.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Alumni Stadium in Jasper with 103 left to go in the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Jasper 14, Washington 0. But Washington is moving the ball right down the field. As if you're just joining us, Washington is just right at the Jasper 10-yard line with a second and one and threatening to score here to try to get this game to a one-possession game before the half. Mejias in the shotgun. Back to pass. Wide open Austin Moody, and it just went through his fingertips.
You throw that football. The key is when you throw a football, it's the wide receiver wants to have it right in front of their face mask so they can see the ball coming through their hands. That was right on target from Jose. I'm a little bit surprised because Austin Moody normally makes plays like that. But got to be able to bounce back from it. And it's a third and one here on the Hatchet, here on the Jasper 10-yard line.
Mejias is going to keep it. Jose is going to have the first down.
Well, depending on the spot, I can't really tell from right here, but it looks like it's right at the line of scrimmage. They're giving him a fourth down.
That was a terrible spot.
Well,
if I do say so myself.
There's been a couple questionable calls tonight, to say the least.
40 seconds and counting here in the first half.
Well, if you're the Hatchet, you have to go for it.
Absolutely.
And it could be a situation where Jake Durnell kind of lets this clock run.
Well, this would be a great time here for a for Jose to try to draw him off sides and get the penalty to give him a first down here. So let's see what happens. And Jasper's going to call a timeout, so we're going to take another timeout along with him. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Daviess County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance, call 254-4668. Save big with a trip to your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Pepsi 12-packs are 3 for $11. Coke 2 liters, only 99 cents each. In a hurry for breakfast? Grab Kellogg's cereal in a cup, 2 for $2, or Hostess bag donuts, 2 for $6. A gallon of 2% milk is only $2.99 at Chuckles. And for snacks, Cheez-Its are 2 for $2, and select bags of Ruffles potato chips also 2 for only $2. Fast, convenient, and always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Fourth and one for Washington. Mejias takes a snap. He's back to pass. A wide open Marcus Thorne. Touchdown, Hatchets! Touchdown, Marcus Thorne, on a beautifully thrown pass by Jose Mejias. And we're back in this ball game, Eric.
Absolutely. And you got a wide receiver like Marcus Thorne who can go up and make the play. 6'2", and he used all of it and a little bit some on a jump. But great job by the Hatchets there. And we're, just like you said, John Gear, we're right back into this football game with 17 seconds left. And this extra point can make it a 7-point game.
Moody into tip the extra point. The kick is up. And it is good. 17.7 left to go here in the first half. Jasper 14, Washington 7 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. And that, I can't tell you, Eric, how much of a momentum booster and a confidence builder that last drive was for Washington to take it all the way down the field, face a little bit of adversity with a fourth and short, and Coach Durnell just showed his confidence in his young quarterback to let him throw it on fourth and one, and the Hatchets are only down by 7 right now.
Absolutely, and again, that is a huge play because we talked about it. Jasper had an opportunity. They almost made a field goal here. That's a 10-point swing. You're going from being down 17 to only down 7. And trust me, I'd be pretty happy and pretty satisfied, as you know, with the two turnovers and the way Jasper's moved the football to only be down by 7, possibly going into the halftime. That is a huge confidence boost.
Moody with the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. A little squib kick. It's going to be fielded at the Jasper 35, going to be a short gain as that runs the clock down to 13.3 left to go here in the first half. So definitely Coach Durnell and the staff has got to be happy with, obviously not happy with some of the things that have went on, but happy that his team has shown the confidence and the strength to get through the adversity to make this a 7-point ball game right now.
And how about Jose Mejias? You know, he's thrown two interceptions in this first half, but he came down on that drive, threw a really sweet pass of 32 yards to Wes Edwards, and then on the fourth down and one, he converts with a touchdown, a beautiful touchdown pass to Marcus Thorne.
Jasper trips to the near side. Pearson in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Throw to the far side, out in the flats.
Oh, you cannot let him get a big play, and he gets out of bounds, too. They've still got enough time. That was a huge play to Wagner for about.
Jasper's going to take another timeout with 7.1 to go, and we're going to join them as we're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Big news from the Kingpin Bowling Center in Washington. Join them every Sunday for Sunday Fun Day during the football season at the bowling alley. Watch the games on the TVs and grab your favorite drink from Booze Lounge. Order up the Kingpin Bowling Center's famous pizza and wings. The snack bar also includes great sandwiches like the breaded tenderloin, Strom, hot ham and cheese, and much more. The Kingpin Bowling Center opens at noon for the big games each Sunday. Don't miss Sunday Fun Day at the Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington.
Time to get a new vehicle? Or is it just time to save a lot of money? At Washington Chrysler Center, you can do both. Right now, save 20% off select Rams with discounts up to $10,000. And if you think that's impressive, You can also save 20% on select Dodge Grand Caravans, Journeys, and Jeep Cherokees. Hey, don't wait. If you want to be treated fairly and honestly and just get a simple low price, go to Washington Chrysler Center now. It's Ram Power Days, so shake a leg, get the lead out, snap to it.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Jasper, as we're back underway, as Jasper just completed a pass for a first down. Going to leave, of course, Jasper called timeout, as that's going to leave 1.4 on the clock. So that's going to basically give Jasper one more play to run here before halftime.
And it looks like they're sending their field goal kicker out. So they got an opportunity. Well, it looks like another timeout's been called, and this time it's by the Hatchets, I believe.
Yeah, we're going to see as everybody kind of sorts out what they want to do. That would be probably about a 40-yard field goal at this point.
Oh, even more. That would be about a 43-yard field goal, about the 26-yard line. So definitely not an easy field goal to make. But obviously Coach Aaron's given their kicker a lot of confidence. So we'll see.
While we have a quick break in the action, we want to thank some of our sponsors, A&R Home Center in Washington, more than just a hardware store. Goodwin Funeral Home, our family always puts your family first. The Prescription Shop in Washington, your hometown good neighbor pharmacy, and Freddie Energy fueling your everyday life. All right, it is going to be, Jasper's going to come on to attempt a field goal here. As we have 1.4 left to go before halftime. Jasper with a 14-7 lead. So we'll see if I'm having a hard time talking tonight. See if they can convert and extend this lead at halftime, as it is going to be a 43-yard field goal. And Coach Durnell is going to ice the kicker. So a little bit of gamesmanship here going on, as Coach Durnell wants Lentz to kind of think about it a little bit more and maybe think about the last one he missed. And, you know, Coach Durnell's hoping for the same result this time. So we might as well go ahead and thank some more of our sponsors while we have a little time. The Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington with us, your number one. Your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. The End Zone, screen printing and embroidery. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North in Washington. Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in Washington. Purdue Farms in Washington. And Anna Lou Chapman, your REMAX Real Estate Broker in Washington. As Jasper comes back out to attempt a field goal here with 1.4 seconds left to go before halftime. Jasper with a 14-7 lead, looking to extend that to a 10-point lead here. And let's see how Lentz does on this 43-yard field goal attempt. Everybody set and ready to go. It's a fake. It's a fake. He's got a man wide open in the end zone. Overthrows him. The Hatchets catch a huge break and go into halftime only down 7 points. As at halftime here at Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium in Jasper on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Jasper 14, Washington 7. We'll be back with more action and the Goodwin Funeral Homes halftime show. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
You love McDonald's all-day breakfast.
Yes.
But you don't love that you can't get all your favorites all day.
No.
But now you're going to love that you can get more all day.
Huh.
Like McGriddles and biscuits and McMuffin sandwiches.
Mmm.
Which means you'll have to find something else to not love.
Okay.
Like broken grocery carts. Or when your smoke alarm battery dies at 3 a.m.
What happened?
Or songs that combine two styles of music that don't go together.
Cowboy.
Get more choices you love. Now with McDonald's all-day breakfast. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Whatever happened to personal service? Contrary to popular belief, it does still exist. Personal service is still how Thompson Insurance does business. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
The voice of the Hatchets.
All right, welcome back here to Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium here at Jasper High School. Here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it is the Jasper Wildcats leading the Washington Hatchets 14-7. Here on the Goodwin Funeral Home halftime show, it is. Let's go ahead and take a look at our stats here for the first half. First for the Washington Hatchets, quarterback Jose Mejias was 7 of 10 passing in the first half for 88 yards, one touchdown pass, and two interceptions. Austin Moody led the Hatchets on the ground with 54 yards on 7 carries, while Gunnar Williams had 3 carries for 21 yards. Quarterback Jose Mejias also had five carries for 1 yard, and Jane Penley had 4 yards on 3 carries. Overall, the Hatchets had 174 yards of total offense in the first half. They were outdueled by Jasper in the first half, who had 221 total yards of offense, 154 on the ground, and 67 through the air. Jasper's quarterback, number 10, Justin Persson, was 5 of 9 passing for 5 of 10 passing for 67 yards, and he also ran in for a touchdown early in the first quarter on a 20-yard scamper. He has 3 carries for 43 yards as well, and number 21 running back Ryan Ewing has 8 carries for 62 yards and also had a touchdown for 4 yards. Jasper led 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, and the Hatchets were able to get a touchdown back late in the end of the half. And we're going to go ahead and take this 2-minute timeout here on Memories 107.9 WAMW.
At Goodwin Funeral Home, you are family. They treat your family like theirs with dignity, compassion, and respect. You are not a number or a transaction at Goodwin. They treat every service as a fitting tribute and lasting memorial of a special person. Chris Sievers, John Baldwin, and the Goodwin family consider your family their number one priority. Call 812-882-5900 and learn about their services. Goodwin Funeral Home, family serving friends.
Hi, this is Clara Myers from Myers LP Gas in Washington. Propane offers many advantages to natural heat. It is a perfect choice for your home or business. Propane is used for everything from cooking ranges and clothes dryers to fireplaces and pool heaters. The best part, it will save you money. Call Myers LP Gas in Washington to fill your tanks and be ready for the upcoming season. 254-6809, Myers LP Gas. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Alumni Stadium in Jasper, as we are at halftime on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Jasper's 14, Washington 7. And Eric, all I can say about that last play of the first half is, holy smokes, bologna, fudge, and mustard. Because had Jasper completed that pass, there wasn't a Washington defender anywhere near there. So Washington catches yet another break at the end of the half to keep this game at a one-possession ball game.
Well, you have to be a little bit lucky sometimes and catch a couple breaks. I was pretty certain, seeing the Jasper wide receiver down there all by himself, I was pretty certain that was going to be a touchdown. And we were pretty fortunate that Adam Hettinger, who was making his first pass of the game, threw it just a little bit too far. And instead of it being 17-7, or rather 21-7, it's only 14-7. So a lot of big breaks, but at the end of the day, we're only down 7. And a lot of good things to take out of that first half if you're the Hatchets.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously you look at, you know, the costly interception in the end zone, the other interception by Mejias. And I'm not picking on him, but, I mean, that's, you know, Hatchets were moving the ball. It's a couple unfortunate events there for Jose, but to his credit, he came back, and in the last drive that the Hatchets had in the first half, he redeemed himself and made a couple of nice key throws to get the Hatchets back in this ball game. So Jose's done a nice job of kind of making up for some earlier mistakes, and you know, right now Washington's right back in this ball game, a defensive stop, and you know, who knows what's going to happen. So let's, while we have a few minutes here, as halftime is winding down, let's talk about some YMCA football scores. How about that?
Sure.
All right. You didn't really have any choice but to agree with me, so, but anyway. All right, so last weekend, the third and fourth graders won by a score of 31-8. The 5th and 6th graders had a tough game and came out on the losing end of a 12-0 score. But for the 3rd and 4th graders, Oliver Rowe had two touchdown runs. Brody Iza had a touchdown on the ground and one through the air. Colton Stowers had another touchdown on the ground. And Ryland Memring had a receiving touchdown. So nice job there by the 3rd and 4th graders. I know the 5th and 6th graders are doing well this season. They're 2-3 on the season. They've played a couple tough teams in the league, but had a close game, and looking forward to seeing both of those teams. They're going to be at Eastern Green tomorrow. So if you have a chance, don't have anything else to do, head on up to Eastern Green and watch these future Hatchets take the field against Eastern Green. And, Eric, why don't you update us on some scores and other things happening in the area and even in Major League Baseball.
Well, I'll go ahead and start with Major League Baseball. If you were able to watch earlier this afternoon, you saw that the Toronto Blue Jays knocked off the Texas Rangers 5-3. The Blue Jays currently have a 2-0 series lead heading to Toronto for Game 3 that will be played on Sunday. The Cleveland Indians have also taken a surprising 2-0 lead in the series as they shut out the Boston Red Sox 6-0. So two very surprising scores there. And currently heading into the top of the eighth inning, the Los Angeles Dodgers are leading the Washington Nationals 4-3. And don't forget, at 9 o'clock tonight, it is the San Francisco Giants against the Chicago Cubs. I know we got a lot of area people who are pulling for the Cubs to see that 108-year drought end. We'll see if it all begins tonight. As we roll through some of the high school scores, last time I checked, the North Knox Warriors, who we will see next Friday night for senior night, they are leading the North Davies Cougars 35-6 at halftime. Last time I checked, Linton was leading Eastern Green 35-0 at halftime. At the end of the first quarter, a little bit of a surprise here. The Mount Vernon Wildcats are leading the Princeton Tigers 12-7. Mount Vernon has not won a game this year, but they might possibly pull something off tonight. We'll wait and see for that one. And trying to see for more scores. Castle is leading Evansville North 14-7. And also in Gibson Southern, who we might possibly see in sectionals, is leading Tell City 14-0 at halftime. And after one quarter in college football, the Clemson Tigers are leading the Boston College Golden Eagles 7-3. So there's a couple of your scores. And now let's throw it to the real winners, I think, this week was those eighth graders that were able to pull off a huge Big 8 win against this Jasper Wildcats. John, you got more on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the eighth grade Hatchets played Jasper this past Tuesday, pulled off a 21-20 victory at Hatchet Hollow. Kevin Laguerre scored on a 73-yard touchdown run on the second play from scrimmage. He then went on to add a 58-yard run, which at that point made it 14-6. Gage Memring caught a touchdown pass from Laguerre to give the Hatchets a 21-12 lead, and then Memring made what probably was the play of the game when he forced a fumble on what looked to be Jasper's touchdown drive late in the game that would have given them the lead. So great job there by Gage Memring to come up with a defensive stop. The Hatchets, eighth grade Hatchets, are now 6-1 on the season and will play Boonville Tuesday night at home. So as we've talked about before, bright future for Washington, and I can tell you this is an exciting eighth grade team, and you're gonna get used to hearing these names, folks, as the years go on. So Tuesday night, Hatchet Hollow, come watch them beat the Boonville Pioneers, and it'll be a good time, and I guarantee you that you'll get your money's worth.
I think so. I believe so. I went to see them. What was it? They played one of the Castle teams, and I was just amazed at how well they played. That Kevin Laguerre kid, he can run the football like no other. The offensive and defensive lines are stout. I just love that Hatchet football team. I tell you what, there is a bright future. And what we're seeing right now from this Hatchet team going toe-to-toe with Jasper, there is a lot to like about in the future of Washington Hatchet football.
Yeah, so great job by those eighth grade Hatchets, and I'm looking forward to, personally, myself, watching them beat Boonville this coming Tuesday. So not to put any pressure on you guys, but Coach Reed, Coach Fry, and Coach Hill are doing a great job with those kids. And as we are just under 2 minutes to go here before we get ready to kick off the second half, we're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then four options to press one and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin.
Time to get a new vehicle? Or is it just time to save a lot of money? At Washington Chrysler Center, you can do both. Right now, save 20% off select Rams with discounts up to 10 grand. And if you think that's impressive, you can also save 20% on select Dodge Grand Caravans, Journeys, and Jeep Cherokees. Hey, don't wait. If you want to be treated fairly and honestly and just get a simple low price, go to Washington Chrysler Center now. It's Ram Power Days, so shake a leg, get the lead out, snap to it.
Neighbor, can I borrow your lawnmower? Good afternoon, neighbor. Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Hey, neighbor, it's me again. Can I borrow your running shoes?
You can't choose your neighbor, but at least you can choose two of your favorites from the McDonald's McPick 2 menu.
Pick any two for $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu, like a McDouble burger, McChicken sandwich, three-piece mozzarella sticks, or a sausage McGriddle sandwich. See store for details.
Let me get a McPick 2.
For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Daviess County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back here live at Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium in Jasper as we are finishing up the Goodwin Funeral Home halftime show. And Eric, let's get your take on what we saw in the first half, and what do you expect to see as we get ready to start the second half here?
Well, we had plenty of breaks in that first half, and I think for us, we can't expect that same occurrence to happen in the second half. But, you know, still 24 minutes left of football. We're only down 7. I think we need a huge crucial stop to get this third quarter rolling. Jasper's going to get the football since they deferred on the coin toss. Right now, you know, like I said, the Hatchets, you know, they're playing with nothing to lose. You know, obviously, you know, Jasper has a little bit more to play for, so they're going to come out. So I, you know, right now, I think if you're Washington, I think you just come out and play loose. You know, come out and play like you did on that last drive. Offensively, defensively, we've got to find a way to shore up the holes and be able to find a way to stop number 21 and number 25. They're getting too many holes on the outside. I think once we get a couple stops defensively, I think that's going to really open the game up, and that's going to give us opportunities down the road to really make plays in this game to not only stay competitive but to win.
With that being said, Austin Moody sets the ball down as we get ready for second half action with the Boyd Grain and Washington kickoff, as the officials are
a little late coming out.
The food in the officials' room must have been good.
They must have been pretty good, because right when the horn sounded, they all just started coming out, and they were hurrying as fast as they possibly could.
So they're all presumably bellies full and ready to go. So Moody waiting for the sign. There it is. Moody puts the boots to it. Little short kick. Going to be fielded at about the 30 for Jasper. Still on his number 3 for Jasper. Hettinger. The nice little return of about 25 on the play. So Washington not wanting to kick it deep to the Jasper players. So definitely.
But you get burned on that, because now Jasper has begins the ball in Hatchet territory at the 49-yard line. So got to find a way to keep Jasper from scoring a touchdown here, or scoring any points anyway. If you're a Hatchet, a 3-and-out here would be excuse me, pretty great.
Pearson in the shotgun. Takes snap. He's going to keep it up the middle. Finally brought down, but it's going to be good for about a gain of 12 on the play. So should be good for another Jasper first down. No, they're going to mark him short. Or are they?
Yeah, they're going to give him the first down. It's a gain of 10 right on the marker. Looks like the official moved the ball up about 6 inches.
That always helps.
It does. I don't think it would have mattered. I think they would have given them first down anyways. So
Jasper takes over at the Washington 39-yard line. Fresh set of downs. Trips to the far side. Pearson in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands off to Ewing. Ewing with a big hole up the middle, and Ryan Ewing is going to be in for the Jasper touchdown. So,
well, what did I just say? The keys to the second half. Got to find a way to shore up the defense and close the plug up those gaps. And two plays, and Jasper scores in, you know, a span of about 49 seconds. So by no stretch of any means was that what Jake Durnell wanted to start in the second half.
No, not at all. But if you look at it, this is kind of the way it went in the first half. And Washington has proven that they can move the ball. So if Washington can come back and score, the defense, and I know Coach Thorne will come up with something and try to stop that wide open middle for Pearson and for Ewing. And if we can put a stop to that, you know, Washington has a chance. But, you know, a lot of things have to continue to go right for Washington, and this is a little bit of a setback, but this team has gotten through adversity in games before, so they're going to have a chance to show that here again, as with 11-11 left to go in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Jasper now leads 21-7 over the Hatchets as Lentz gets ready to put the ball down to kick off. And as we continue in this third quarter, Washington will be moving right to left on the radio dial. Lentz sets him down, kicks it off. Low line drive kick going to be fielded at about the 15 by Moody. Moody still on his feet. Moody with a nice run back to about the 30-yard line, so gives Washington a little room to work here as we are 11:03 to go here in the third. Let's see what Washington can put together on this first offensive drive of the second half, Eric.
Yeah, they need to put together, you know, we've seen two drives in this half where the Hatchets have gone down the field, taken some time off the clock, but have been able to really drive deep into the red zone. One time it was an interception. Last time we were able to get a touchdown out of it. We really need a touchdown here to keep ourselves in arm's length of this game.
Mejias hands off to Gunner Williams. Gunner moves forward for a gain of close to five on the play. So bring up a second and five, second and six here for Washington, depending on where they spot the ball. And one thing of note here, for the majority, well, for the entire game until now, Marcus Thorne has been split out to the offensive left side and Wes Edwards to the right side, and they have switched that up here. So we'll see how Washington goes to utilize that here in the second half as Moody takes the handoff and is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. So actually going to lose a couple on the play.
Not that this has any relevance, but I thought on that last play for Gunner Williams, I thought he got more than 3 yards. They gave him 3 yards on that carry. I really thought it was 4, maybe even 5 yards, but maybe his knee went down. But from what I saw up here in the booth, it didn't look. It looked like he got to about the 35. So,
yeah, I would have to agree with that. And after that loss on the play, it's going to bring up 3rd and 10 here for Washington. Mejias back to pass. He's got time. He's got Marcus Thorne, who it was just out of his outstretched arms, and there has been a lot of hand-checking going on these routes. And that, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna see that called pass interference. But be that as it may, it's going to bring up 4th down.
Well, the pass was just a little bit too high, so, you know, it would have to take something good for the officials to blow the whistle on that one.
Nice kick by Moody. Fielded at the Jasper 35.
And just like that.
That is Malik Chapman, who is about a 15-yard return to get just inside Hatchet territory. So,
well, and here we go. 9:41 to go in the third quarter, and Jasper again has the ball in Hatchet territory here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 21-7 Wildcats. And right now, another touchdown here for Jasper, especially if they get a quick one. That's really going to drain this Hatchet football team.
Jasper going to start off on the Washington 47-yard line. Trips to the near side. Pearson's going to stay in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands off to Ewing. Ewing is going to be brought down after only a gain of about 2 on the play. So nice job by Washington there to keep that from breaking free as Aldo Santos is on the tackle. Going to bring up a 2nd and 8 for Jasper. So, you know, a huge defensive series here for Washington as they really need to get a stop and keep Jasper from putting points on the board. Trips formation to the near side. Pearson still in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's back to pass. Looking. Nice job by Daniel Devine to break up that pass, which would have been another Jasper first down. So nice job by Daniel Devine to bring up a 3rd and 8 here for Jasper. So Washington's got an opportunity here to make a stop and try to get some good field position here. So we'll see what happens on this 3rd and 8 as Jasper comes to the line.
Huge stop here for the Hatchets. Need to get off the field.
9:03 left to go in the third. Trips to the near side. Pearson in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's back to pass. Looking. Middle screen complete to number 28, and he's still on his feet. He is inside the 20. He's still going. Washington can't bring him down, and finally they bring him down inside the 10-yard line. That pass was complete to Luke Lahan, and for a huge gain, about a 35-yard gain on that middle screen, and that is going to give Jasper a first and goal at the 10-yard line.
Well, so Lehan kept moving his feet, and he also got a help from a couple of his wide receivers and the Hatchet defenders. Man, oh, man, six or seven guys were right there, and they just could not bring him down.
Jasper back in the wishbone. Pitch out to the far side. Going to cut it up the middle. Going to be a little short of the goal line here. Going to bring up second down. Second and about three for Jasper. As DeWitt, Sam DeWitt, takes it down to the 3-yard line. So Jasper will have a second and goal here. Going to stay in the wishbone formation. Pearson under center. Takes a snap. He gives it to the fullback up to middle, and that is going to be good for another Jasper touchdown. So with 7:59 left to go here in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Jasper 27, Washington 7, as Lentz will come on to attempt the extra point. So not at all what Coach Durnell wanted to see in this third quarter.
Well, the kids have got to keep their composure. You know, if 4 minutes in and already given up two touchdowns, this is where a game can really get away from a team.
Lentz, and we got a flag here. Before we get going, another Jasper false start on the extra point. And, yeah, Eric, you're right. I mean, look, it's probably going to be a 21-point game after this extra point kick. Not an insurmountable lead by any stretch, but Washington is going to have to find a way to move the ball better on offense, and their defense is going to have to find a way to get some stops, cause some turnovers, and get some things to kind of go their way to get back in this thing. By no means is this game over, because we still have 7:59 left to go in the third quarter, so we got a lot of football left to play. But Washington's going to have to dig down deep and figure out a way to stop Jasper when they're on offense, and we're going to have to find a way to move the football. As the extra point is up and good, we're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Save big with a trip to your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Pepsi 12-packs are 3 for $11. Coke 2 liters, only 99 cents each. In a hurry for breakfast? Grab Kellogg's cereal in a cup, 2 for $2, or Hostess bag donuts, 2 for $6. A gallon of 2% milk is only $2.99 at Chuckles. And for snacks, Cheez-Its are 2 for $2, and select bags of Ruffles potato chips also 2 for only $2. Fast, convenient, and always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorne, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
Back here in Jasper, with 7:54 left to go in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's Jasper 28, Washington 7. As during the break, Jasper kicked off to Washington. Washington was able to get the ball for a short return as they will start off on their own 27-yard line. Still moving right to left on the radio dial. Mejias is going to be in the shotgun. Austin Moody in motion. Mejias fakes a handoff. Looking to keep it. He's going to keep it himself. Tries to get to the edge. Doesn't quite make it. It's going to be second down and about nine on the play. Mejias was not quite able to get around the edge. And a gain of a yard on the play will bring up second and nine. As we are 7:33 and counting here in the third quarter. Washington definitely needs to put together a drive, a big play, something to give him a little more momentum, give him some confidence. Because they're still not out of this game, but some things got to pick up a little bit. The sense of urgency has to kick in right now. So Washington comes out in a spread formation. Mejias in the shotgun. Mejias is going to hand it off to Penley. Penley is met by a whole host of Jasper defenders. Is going to maybe gain a yard or two on the play. So it's going to bring up a third and about seven. So third and seven for Washington. And this is, I don't want to be Captain Obvious here, but got to pick up this third down conversion. Just you can't go three and out again against Jasper. We've got to start moving the sticks here. So Mejias can stay in the shotgun, spread formation. Mejias back to pass, throws it. Wes Edwards was open. If we've seen that three or four times tonight where the slant routes are open, but Mejias has been overthrowing them to Edwards and to Thorne, so that's going to bring up a fourth and seven, and it looks like the Hatchets are going to have to punt it away again. So Washington definitely, you know, the defense needs to come up with a stop, preferably a turnover, but going to have to do something here to kind of change the trajectory of this game. And Moody just gets that ball away. Fair catch is signaled for at the Jasper 46-yard line. So Jasper's going to take over here on their own 46-yard line with 6:23 to go in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Jasper leads 28-7 over the Hatchets. And let's see what Coach Thorne has opted to change up the defense here a little bit to see if they can kind of stifle this Jasper offensive attack. Jasper trips to the near side. Pearson stays in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Going to run the option to the near side. He's going to keep it and barely get back to the line of scrimmage. So nice job by the Hatchets there to stop that from being a big gain, because they had a hole there and Pearson opted not to pitch it where he probably should have. Kept it, lost a yard on the play, brought down by Michael Deaves. Second and 11 for Jasper. As Jose Mejias checks in on defense for Dylan Fields, Jasper's going to go to a spread formation. Pearson's going to stay in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Ewing. Ewing gains about three on the play, so going to be about third and eight for Jasper. So nice job by the Washington defensive line. Austin Fox, Aldo Santos, Michael Deaves in on the tackle. So brings up a third and seven for the Wildcats. Jasper back up to the line. Spread formation. Pearson in the gun. Takes a snap. He's back to pass. He's looking. Pass is complete out in the flats, and that's going to be good enough for another Jasper first down as that pass was completed to number 28, Luke Lahan. Going to put the ball in Hatchet territory at the Washington 38-yard line. Jasper in their home black uniforms, pink socks, in support of breast cancer awareness. Pearson takes a snap. He's looking. Throws a ball. Picked off by Marcus Thorne. Marcus Thorne still on his feet, trying to get to midfield. And that's the turnover that the Washington Hatchets have been looking for defensively all game.
Well, we've been waiting for it. Great play by Marcus Thorne. He was able to pick off the pass, jump in front of the receiver, and make the play. And now the Hatchets had the ball close to midfield. Still plenty of time left. You just got to get a touchdown here, and then, you know, who knows what happens. 4:51 still to go here in the third quarter here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 28-7 in favor of Jasper. But a huge play by Marcus Thorne, and let's see if the Hatchets can get some seven points back.
This would be a great time to just – actually, if I was Coach Durnell, and I'm not, obviously – Hatchets rush up to the line, spread formation, Moody in motion, pitch to Moody. Moody to the outside. He's got room. He's got a blocker, and he's going to have about a 9-yard gain. So nice pickup by Austin Moody for a gain of 9 on first down. as he is inside of Jasper territory. It's going to be second and one on the Jasper 44-yard line. Nope, they're actually going to give us a spot.
Yeah, that was the first big run for Austin Moody since really the first quarter. He had an 18-yard run and a 33-yard run, but really ever since that in the first quarter, he hasn't had a big play. That time he got a 10-yard run, and now the Hatchets move the chains in the Jasper territory.
Fresh set of downs for Washington. Spread formation, Moody in motion. Fake pitch to Moody. Mejias with the option out to Penley. Penley cut down after a gain of about four on the play. So nice job, though, to get positive yardage on first down. Jose made a nice job. That didn't even make sense. Jose did a nice job, made a good read, and pitched the ball out to Penley. So after my terrible English, we'll be second and seven here for Washington as they're on the Jasper 41-yard line.
English just it wasn't your major in college, was it?
It wasn't at all. Jose throws it out to Moody. Moody with a little bit of room, cuts it to the outside. First down and more. He's still on his feet. Moody is going to be down. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. Going to be good enough for a first down. Going to be set up at about the Jasper 26-yard line. So nice job. Nice pass from Jose to Austin Moody to move the sticks once again. And no, I'm not an English major. I do well to speak a little bit of it. So,
but you just typing it out and all that's not your.
I can't type either.
Hey, hey, I'm going through that right now. My English Comp 2 class. So
Mejias fumbles the snap. Luckily, falls on it as the Hatchets catch a break there. I don't know. I think what it appeared to me to be was that Jose thought it was maybe going to be on two, and the center snapped it on the first go, and Jose wasn't quite ready for it. So second and 13 for Washington as the ball is going to be pushed back to the Jasper 29-yard line as we try to examine what skills I do and don't have, which we've determined English is not one of them, or typing. So hopefully we can find something here before the end of the broadcast that I can do fairly well. So we'll see.
I'm sure there's something in the cards for you.
Mejias in the shotgun takes a snap. Delayed handoff. Back to the line of scrimmage, perhaps?
I'm really not sure how that play really unfolded. Looked like it was possibly a little bit of a late handoff by Jose.
It was a delayed draw play, but Penley, after he got the ball, kind of lost his footing and had to just dive forward to try to get back to the line of scrimmage. So it's going to bring up a third and 14 here for Washington as we are at 2:12 and counting here to go in the third quarter. Washington desperately needs to convert on this drive as Mejias is going to be in the shotgun, trips to the near side. Mejias fumbles the...
Jasper got it.
That's going to be Jasper football. No, we're going to get a break, and they're going to give it to Washington. But Jose appeared to was going to hand the ball off to Penley, and there just was a little miscommunication as Penley was able to fall on the football. Going to bring up a fourth and 14 with 1:38 and counting, and Washington just needs to kind of settle down. Jose's out. He's got his hands on his helmet. He knows he kind of made a mistake there. He's just got to brush that off, and all he can worry about is the next play because there's nothing he can do about the one that just transpired. But he's got an opportunity to redeem himself here, and the Hatchets desperately need to convert this fourth and 14. Mejias back to pass. He's got pressure, and he's going to be sacked. And
we got a flag.
Huge break for Washington as Jasper is going to get a roughing the passer call after the sack, and that is going to change the complexion of that play dramatically.
Well, hey, if you want to pile drive a quarterback to the ground, you better be ready to suffer some consequences. That was a little bit uncalled for, a little bit late. Might have been just a little bit less malicious, but still, nonetheless, you cannot do that.
Now, and just for you folks listening at home, four or five Jasper players had Jose Mejia stood up. They blew the whistle to blow the play dead to stop the forward progress. Then, to the dismay of the Jasper fans, there was a roughing the passer call, personal foul, because after the whistle had blown, one of the Jasper players picked up Jose and threw him to the ground, which would have been fine if the whistle hadn't already blown. So Washington's going to Going to get the ball first and 10 at the Jasper 25-yard line.
Well, that definitely helps the Hatchets a lot because that looked like a obviously Jasper would have got the football at their 40-yard line. Now the Hatchets.
No, I take that back. So that was a 10-yard penalty.
So Jasper does get the football.
Jasper gets the football because it still wasn't enough to give Washington the first down. So Jasper's going to take over at their own 25-yard line after this all gets sorted out. So Jasper's going to stay in the trips formation, trips to the near side. Hand off to Ewing. Ewing trying to make a move, is going to barrel through for a gain of about 9 on the play, 10. Yeah, they're going to give him 10 yards on the first down.
Yeah, Ewing is, didn't know a whole lot about the Jasper running game, but I tell you what, Ewing has really played well this evening. 12 carries and 116 yards and 2 touchdowns. He has really been the solid back that's really done a great job for Jasper tonight.
Jasper in the spread formation. Pearson takes a snap, looks to pass, completes it. Screen pass. He's still on his feet, still going. He's past the 40 down to the Washington 36-yard line. Number 87, Luke Wagner. Marcus Thorne with his tackle, but gain of about close to 30 on the play. So Jasper is going to have a fresh set of downs here as we are 38.5 and counting once they get the stick set. Here to go in the third quarter. Washington definitely needs another turnover here. Needs to force another turnover as Jasper goes to the wishbone formation. Pearson takes the snap, hands it off to Ewing. Ewing, modest gain of about 4 yards on the play. And now we got flags again.
Yeah, some of the Jasper players are trying to bring a couple of their players back. And this time it's going to be on Washington. I think they're going to get Wes Edwards for this. Here, Wes Edwards or Gunnar Williams. I wasn't quite sure, but it looks like, just taking a look at Wes Edwards, looks like he's the guilty party.
Well, you got to expect that there's going to be a little
a
receipt for this. When you do what they did to our quarterback, you're gonna get a receipt for it somewhere along the way.
The Hatchets hate this right now. They don't like being behind. They don't like, the fact that Jasper's, been a little bit more dominant tonight, and they're trying to go out and prove something. So I love the heart from Wes. Just got to be a little smarter.
Pearson hands it off to Ewing. And a gain of about
4. Now we got
4.
More shoving.
It's getting a little chippy, but that is going to bring us to the end of the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Jasper 28, Washington 7. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
When buying insurance, finding protection close to home is always better. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. When you call our office, you will always speak to an agent. Our staff will work hard to help you get the right, affordable coverage that you need. Give us a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
This is Clint Baldwin at Southside One Stop. We are open and ready to serve you on Highway 57 South in Washington, a half mile south of the bypass. The Southside One Stop is full service, so we pump your fuel for you 7 days a week. Visit our Southside One Stop on Highway 57 South of Washington. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays, and with credit card pumps, you can actually fuel up 24 hours a day. Freddie Energy and Southside One Stop, fueling your everyday life.
Back here to start the fourth quarter at Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium. Jasper 28, Washington 7 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, as Washington this quarter will be moving left to right on the radio dial. And Eric, just if you're confused, Jasper will be moving right to left, so I just wanted to make sure we cleared that up for you.
I think I got my directions down, so I think I'm okay.
I just wanted to make sure. So Jasper will have a second and 5 from the Washington 18-yard line as we get set for fourth quarter action here. Jasper's going to stick with the wishbone. Pearson under center. Takes a snap. He's going to throw it. Pass complete. And after the wrestling around, Penley is going to wrestle down the Jasper receiver just on the other side of the first down marker. Hedinger had enough for a first down there, so it's going to be first and goal for Jasper from about the 6-yard line. So
Pearson is really starting to get on a roll. He's thrown his last six passes have all been completions, and it's all totaled up for over 100 yards.
Pearson under center. Hands it off, and that's going to be good for a Jasper touchdown. Sam DeWitt, number 26 for Jasper with the short touchdown run. With 11:27 left to go in the fourth quarter, Jasper takes a 34-7 lead over Washington on the A&R Home Center scoreboard as Lentz is in to attempt the extra point. So not really, this game is not going to end up the way Washington wanted it to. But they have an opportunity in the next 11 minutes and 27 seconds to make as good of a showing as they can and try to put some drives together and try to score some points.
And it's all about building confidence for that final game at home next Saturday, or next Friday night, final regular season home game against North Knox.
Lentz's extra point is good. 11:27 left to go in the game. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Jasper 35, Washington 7, as Washington gets set to receive the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff here.
Speaking of North Knox, their final score tonight, they are a 63-14 victor over the North Davies Cougars tonight, which means the North Knox Warriors will be heading into Hatchet Hollow with a 5-3 record next Friday night.
Jasper lined up, set, ready to go, waiting for the official. Lentz will be kicking the ball off as the officials. The ball is blown off the tee, so we're going to reset and do this all over again. A little bit windy tonight here in Jasper, so not too surprised that the ball's blowing off the tee. So Lentz kicks it away. Short, bouncing kick. Going to be fielded at the 20-yard line. And about a 7-yard return there for Washington. Looks like Jaden Penley was there on the return. So Washington is going to set up shop on their own 28-yard line. Again, moving left to right on the radio dial. 11:21 to go in the fourth quarter. So this is the time for Washington to maybe try a few things that they've been working on in practice, try to do anything different to kind of throw Jasper off to move the ball downfield to try to get some more points on the board here. So Mejias up to the line. He's under center. Takes a snap. Hands off to Moody. Moody breaks it to the outside. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 38-yard line, so right at the first down marker, so we'll see where they spot it. Looks like the side judge is going to give him a first down, so nice run by Austin Moody, a gain of about 11 yards. Going to give Washington a fresh set of downs at the 38-yard line, at their own 38-yard line. 11:14 to go here on the fourth.
But, you know, even as down as Jasper, even if you'd say they're having a down year, this is an excellent test to get ready not only for North Knox but for sectionals for Washington.
Absolutely. Wes Edwards in motion coming to the near side. Mejias back to pass. Screen to Isaac Whitehead, and Jasper had that one figured out as Isaac was hit right after he caught the ball. Going to give him a 2-yard gain, so it's going to set up a 2nd and 8 for Washington as they are at their own 41-yard line. 10:53 and counting left to go here in the game. Washington still in the huddle. Breaks the huddle, coming to the line now. Going to stay in the I formation with Gunnar Williams and Austin Moody behind Jose Mejias. Mejias takes a snap. Hands off to Moody. Moody's got a nice hole along the left side for a gain of about four on the play. Going to bring up a third. A very manageable third and five for Washington. At this point, you want to just try to move the ball, get whatever points you can, not get anybody hurt, and move on to the next one.
Yeah, especially with sectionals coming around the corner. You want to be as healthy as you possibly can. So, you know, you got to just, you know, keep fighting and just keep playing hard without getting injured.
Mejias hands it off to Moody. Moody's going to be lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage there as he was hit 3 yards deep in the backfield, but was able to get back to the line of scrimmage to bring up a fourth and five for Washington. So it's just been a tough night for Washington as they got the ball first, couldn't really move the ball offensively, but then had a good defensive stop, moved the ball down the field, turnovers, just some things that just quite didn't go the Hatchet's way, and that just kind of snowballed on them tonight. So Moody on to attempt the punt, kicks it. Nice punt for Moody. Going to take a huge Washington bounce. It's going to go out of bounds at about the Jasper 12-yard line. So nice punt by Moody, as that's going to stop the clock with 9:18 to go here in the game. Jasper's going to take over on their own 12-yard line. So, you know, it's been a tough night for Washington, and, you know, I think a lot of it is just they saw where they moved the ball, and they could play with him, and you could see the confidence in these young men on the field, but then after a few miscues, you could kind of see that, you know, hey, we're playing Jasper mentality, and things just didn't really go their way tonight, but, you know, these kids are still going to fight hard right to the very end, regardless of what the final outcome is going to be. They're going to keep playing hard every down, so got to give him credit for that. Pearson takes a snap, hands off to, looks like Ewing for a short gain. It's going to bring up a second and eight as we are closing in on 9 minutes to go here in the contest.
That was actually number 12, Sam Williams, checking in the game for the first time and making that carry for Jasper.
12, 21, it's the same numbers.
Backwards, so you got part of it right.
I had one eye closed, so that was the reason why I thought that.
You should probably keep two eyes open next time.
I'll do what I can. Jasper, second nine. Pearson in the shotgun. He's going to keep it. He's got room. He runs into Isaac Whitehead. It's going to be stopped.
Yeah, they've actually got, looks like their second team in there. Hediger is now the quarterback for Jasper. He was able to make that run to the outside for about a gain of 4 yards.
It's like in Happy Gilmore when the guy's telling him the putt is, you know, a little to the left, and he said that's because you only got one shoe on. That's kind of what happened on that previous call. I only had one eye open, so I just couldn't see.
Yeah. Don't forget, while we have enough time while we can, tomorrow it's a big day of Hatchet Soccer here on Memories 107.9 WAMW. At 1:45, listen to the pregame as the girls' soccer team will be playing the Vincennes Reveille Lady Patriots. That is a 2 o'clock start. And then at the Washington Sports Complex at 7 o'clock for a 6:45 pregame show, it'll be the Washington Hatchets against the Pike Central Chargers, a sectional championship rematch of last year. So that should be an interesting game as Pike Central soccer team is ranked 8th in Class 1A, Washington ranked number 12. And, of course, the Lady Hatchets are ranked in Class 1A, and Vincennes Reveille is honorable mention. So two great Hatchet soccer games tomorrow. And if you got nothing going on tomorrow, be sure to come out and support your Hatchets or listen to us here on Memories 107.9 WAMW.
With 7:55 left to go here in the game, looks like I actually didn't really see the official tell us who called timeout.
I do have another score update. At halftime, the Princeton Tigers are leading the Mount Vernon Wildcats 21-20, so a very tight ball game there.
A lot tighter than I would have expected. Third and five for Jasper. Hedinger Hands it off to number 12.
Great.
He's going to be brought down.
Great job. Great job by the Hatchet defense to be able to stand up. I know Jasper's got their second team in there, but great job nonetheless by this Hatchet team to be able to make that stop and be able to get off the field.
Sam Williams, ball carrier, wasn't able to get anywhere and lost a few yards for Jasper. It's going to bring up a 4th and 8 for the Wildcats, as you had presumed that they would punt the ball away here, being deep in their own territory, as Austin Moody is back deep to receive the punt. Jasper kicks it away. Moody's going to let it go as it goes out of bounds at the Jasper 44-yard line. So Washington's going to start off in Jasper territory for one of the few, if only, times this evening.
In Major League Baseball, sorry to interrupt you, in the National League Division Series, the L.A. Dodgers grabbed the first game in Washington with a 4-3 victory, while in the bottom of the first, the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants, just getting underway, tied at 0. I know you're a big Cardinals fan, but do you think the Cubs can break the 108-year drought and get it done this year?
I'm going to have to say no. But
you think
we will see.
You think a Billy Goat's going to come out on the field tonight? Or
I actually think that some Giants fan at some point is going to bring a Billy Goat and let it loose on the field.
Or is Steve Bartman going to make a return tonight?
Steve Bartman may come out from witness protection and make a comeback. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, you got to feel bad for those Cubs fans who have been through so much and who are so loyal. But we'll see what happens. You know, you never know. So we'll just
at least they're persistent. They're always saying year after year, "This is the year. This is the year."
You
gotta like that from sports fans, because you gotta be really diehard to go 108 years without winning something.
Moody takes the pitch to the outside, looks to throw, is gonna keep it.
Great.
He's got room. He's gonna have the first down. It looks like so. Nice job, Moody. It was gonna be a halfback pass. It looked like Marcus Thorne was covered downfield, so Moody just tucked it and ran. Good enough for a first down. Move the sticks, and Washington will continue on here as they look to add some more points to the board. It's going to be at the Jasper 29-yard line with 6:22 left to go in the game. As Washington's going to come out in the I formation. Mejias is going to be under center. Mejias takes a snap. Pitch to Moody. Another halfback pass. He's scrambling. He's still looking. Still has time. He's going to keep it again. Still going to have a first down. Stays on his feet. And
touchdown.
That's going to be good for the Hatchet touchdown. Nice job by Austin Moody. Scrambled. Was looking to throw it. Decided to keep it. Got a few blocks downfield. Nice 29-yard run for the Washington Hatchet touchdown. 6:08 left to go in the fourth quarter. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Jasper 35, Washington 13, as Moody will attempt the point after. So Washington looking to put their 14th point on the board this evening. And we got a flag, as we probably have too many men on the field, perhaps. And we do, so just trying to get a little advantage and try to get another guy out there to make sure the extra point's good. But can't fool the officials, so I'm going to back him up 5 yards. Still well within Moody's range. Still going to be a chip shot, so we'll try this once again. Pinley to hold, sets it down. Moody kicks it through the uprights, and it's good. 6:08 left to go in the game on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Jasper 35, Washington 14. We're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
This is Alyssa from Build Ops and Ford, and we are proud to announce the grand opening of our detail and graphics shop. We offer detailing, paint reconditioning, odor bomb, and scratch removal, and headlight restoration. We also offer custom graphics, pinstriping, window tinting, plus a whole lot more. Stop by Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington and check out our new detail and graphics shop, or call 812-254-1379.
Build Ops and
your bottom line dealer.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back in Jasper, Austin Moody kicks away. Ball is going to roll into the end zone for a touchback. So nice job by Austin Moody to not give Jasper a chance to return the ball. Kicks the ball into the end zone, and Jasper will take over on their own 20-yard line. 6:08 left to go here in the game on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Jasper 35, Washington 14. Eric, we didn't ask you what you thought the Cubs were going to do.
I mean, I think they've got the best team out there, but I think as far as in the playoffs go, I think the one team that can beat them is the Giants. They have the pitching staff, and they can hit the ball as well. We saw it against the Mets on in that wild card game Wednesday. So hold on, Cubs fans. Don't start believing you've got a World Series one just yet. Oh, what a hit.
Nice job by Gunnar Williams to bring down number 12 for Jasper, Sam Williams, as Gunnar puts the hurt on him as he only gains a yard on the play, but he's going to feel that in the morning.
But, you know, if you keep up with the trend, the Giants won in 2010, 2012, 2014. So it seems like every 2 years they win in our World Series. It's 2016, so just want to put that in the back of everybody's minds.
Jasper, back up to the line. A little confusion there in the backfield as Jasper is going to gain a couple on the play. So going to bring up a third and six. 5:19 and counting left to go here in the fourth quarter as I'm getting messages from folks who are lobbying to sponsor different players, especially Austin Moody. So we'll see. We may have to work that out with Dave and see if we can just sponsor players so some different groups and organizations can get a little more airtime as we have at least two more games to go, hopefully more here in the season. So I want to thank Dennis McDonald for suggesting that. Hatchets going to shut down Jasper here, going to bring up a fourth and four as the clock is ticking towards 4.5 to go here in the game. Jasper's going to punt the ball away, so we'll see if Washington can continue to put some points on the board.
You know, the Hatchets have made two huge stops here, and with 4 minutes to go, if Jasper does elect a punt, which assuming they would, considering they're at their own 27-yard line, the Hatchets can get another touchdown here and make this score a lot closer.
Jake Ledgerwood back to receive the punt. Little short. Ledgerwood wisely lets it go. Takes a neutral bounce, we'll call it. Ball's going to be down on the Washington 44-yard line. So Washington is going to take over with 3:54 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Still moving left to right, Eric, just in case you were wondering.
I was actually getting a little lost in my direction, so thank you for that.
Well, you were had your back to the field, so I wasn't sure what you were doing. So we got all that cleared up, and we got Eric under control. Hatchets are going to have first and 10 at their own 44-yard line. 3:54 left to go here in the contest. Mejias under center, takes a snap, hands off to Gunnar Williams. Gunnar with a big hole. He breaks it out to the outside. He's still on his feet, finally brought down in Jasper territory.
Great job by Gunnar Williams. And I noticed number four, Malik Chapman. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but Chapman could have ran up and made the tackle about 10 yards before, and then he just kind of dodged out of the way. It's like he didn't want to run into the beast that Gunnar Williams is.
I wouldn't want to run into him either, so I don't blame him for getting out of the way.
It was a gain of 20 for Gunnar on that play.
Nice run by Gunnar. Mejias back up to the line. Whitehead and Penley in the backfield. Mejias hands off to Isaac. Isaac Bowles' way forward for a gain of about three on the play. Going to bring up a second and seven for Washington as we are nearing 3:30 to go in the game. Yeah, nice job by Gunner. And, you know, as a senior, he's gonna give it everything he's got. Every play is out there. And, you know, did a nice job of getting everything he could out of that last run to set up another set of downs for Washington as Mejias comes to the line. Takes a snap. Hands off. No, he's going to option out to Penley. Nice job. Penley with some room to run. Going to be brought down at about the 20, which is going to be good enough for another Washington first down. And nice job by Jose. He read the defensive end, made the correct decision, pitched the ball out at the last minute to Penley, who had an opportunity to run for 12 yards, pick up another hatchet first down, as the ball will be on the Jasper 21-yard line as we are at 2:51 to go in the game. Mejias under center. Hands off to Penley. Penley, little bit of room to run on the left side. Going to bring up a second and about eight on the play as he gained 2 yards on the play. Hatchet Football is brought to you in part by the Kingpin Bowling Center, Rock and Bowl every Friday and Saturday night, Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we want to be treated, McDonald's of Washington, apply to join our team today, and the Gill Funeral Home, the area's first choice since 1872. Mejias under center. Option, decides to keep it to no avail. He is brought down, probably going to lose a yard there, going to bring up about a third and 10. Actually, he's going to lose 2 yards on the play, so it's going to be a third and 11. As we are inside 2 minutes to go here, hatchets with a third and long. Jose probably should have pitched that one, but, you know, it's easy for me to say that up here. I don't have a defensive lineman in my face, so.
Push, yeah, you got that going for you.
That's about all I got going for me. Mejias, back to pass. Throws it high, just out of the reach of Marcus Thorne. And that's kind of been the theme of the evening. Jose's put the ball, I mean, put it to the right person, but he's been a little high on his throws tonight. So something that will be addressed during the week.
I see Austin Moody coming out after he takes a break.
He's going to kick a field goal here.
Not quite sure. You don't want to rule out the possibility, but I don't see Jose out there. Or, excuse me, yes, I do.
Yep.
So
Austin Moody,
he will go kick the field goal.
He's going to attempt let's call it a 39-yard field goal.
Well, the Sagarin Ratings had this as a 35-17 game, so.
And that field goal is.
I think he missed it. Yep.
No good.
Chipped it just to a little bit to the left. So the Sagarin Ratings on johnherald.com that had this game as a 35-17 prediction, just going to be a little bit off.
Yeah, Moody could have covered the spread right there, but didn't quite do it. Not that I am condoning gambling on high school sports or any sports for that matter, but.
The Linton Stockton Myers pick up another win, as usual it seems, as they defeat the Eastern Green Thunderbirds 49-0 tonight.
That's going to make our own Andy Morrison very happy.
I think we should ask this question. Do you think Linton's going to go back to state this year in 1A?
Yeah.
I don't know who anybody could beat them. Maybe North Vermilion if they run into them again in semi-state.
You know, I talked to North Vermilion coach Brian Crabtree, who is a North Davies alumni, good friend of mine, and, you know, he's got a good team this year, Brian does, and the North Vermilion Falcons, but I think Linton, I don't see anybody stopping them, to be honest, in this part of the state. I see them getting back to state and playing one of those northern powerhouses again. And
probably Lafayette Central Catholic.
That would be my guess. So we'll see how that all transpires. But Linton definitely is the class of the field so far in 1A in the southern part of the state and possibly the whole state. But, you know, that'll be settled around Thanksgiving. So we'll see how that goes as Jasper is just going to take a knee and wind down the clock here as we are going to come to the end of this football game as time expires on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Jasper comes away victorious with a 35-14 lead over the Washington Hatchets. We're going to take a quick timeout. and we will be back for our post-game show sponsored by Sterling & Company right after this quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
Are you ready for some football? The End Zone in Washington is, with all your favorite team apparel for all the area high school teams. From t-shirts to hoodies, sweatshirts, and more in all colors and sizes. Highlight your favorite team and player with a personalized t-shirt or sweatshirt at the End Zone in Washington. Specializing in screen printing and embroidery with the latest print technology. Did you know the End Zone can even take care of the end of the year trophies too? Stop by at 308 East National Highway in Washington or call 254-1895.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Jasper on the Sterling & Company postgame show. Jasper with a 35-14 win over the Washington Hatchets. And just a tough night for Washington. They came out, played fairly well, actually played strong in portions of the first quarter, drove the ball down the field. Unfortunately, that drive ended with an interception in the end zone, which subsequently Jasper marched the ball down the field on Washington and was able to take an early lead. Washington was able to battle back through some adversity. Jasper scored another touchdown. Washington was able to score on a touchdown pass from Jose Mejias to Marcus Thorne to make the game 14-7 at half. And then the second half, Jasper just came out and just put it in another gear and just absolutely, you know, had their way with Washington for the better part of the second half. So tough game for Washington tonight as they travel down here to Jasper and come up on the short end of a 35-14 score. But, you know, Eric, it's always tough coming to Jasper, no matter what Jasper's record is. They're always tough. And, you know, just wasn't Washington's night, and they just got to, you know, learn from their mistakes tonight, take that in to North Knox and worry about beating North Knox next week.
Well, this is the kind of football program Jake Durnell wants to build. He wants to have a football program where if you have a 4-4 start to a season, that's a disappointment. You know, nothing for these kids to hang their heads about. They really battled. They gave Jasper a lot of fits, I felt like, in this game. And, you know, I think there's a lot to take away from. I think this game really helps this team get ready for sectionals. You know, we got North Knox next week. We've actually got two straight games at home. And then, you know, we'll play Pike Central to begin sectionals. But, you know, I think for us, I think the important thing to take away from this game is this isn't the end. I mean, you know, we got beat by a better football team tonight, you know, even though their record, you know, Jasper's had a great season. You know, they've played a great schedule. And this is a 4A ball club. So, you're running into a really great football team. And, you know, give Coach Durnell a lot of credit. You know, the kids could have really hung their head at times in this game when the plays started going awry. And they made some big plays, stepped up when they really needed to, when, you know, didn't get the job done. But, you know, like I said, I feel like that there's a lot we can take out of this game going into North Knox.
Absolutely. And we're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. And we will be back on the Sterling & Company postgame show as I'll have an opportunity to talk with Hatchet head coach Jake Durnell. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family.
Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then four options to press one and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back in Jasper for the Sterling & Company postgame show, I am joined by Hatchet head coach Jake Durnell. And coach, you know, talking to you earlier tonight, I know you knew this was going to be a tough game, that Jasper was better than their record indicated. And at times, your team came out and really moved the ball well, but too many mistakes, too many turnovers tonight, and that's what put the Hatchets on the wrong side of a 35-14 score.
Yeah, I thought we played really well in the first half. We had an unfortunate turnover there in the red zone, in the end zone. We're trying to make a play, and the Jasper kid was the one that made the play. And, you know, we talked to him at halftime when it was 14-7 that it's a game where we have to make physical plays to win. And we came out in that second half and kind of laid an egg. It was very similar to Mount Carmel game, where going into halftime we felt really, really good about what we were doing. We come out and just didn't really do much in the second half. So that's something as a coaching staff we've got to figure out how to rectify. And it's hard. And I told the boys, and it's a legitimate excuse to say numbers. You know, 33 on the roster, 9 of them are freshmen. We can say that, but when you point the finger at an excuse, you don't make yourself better. So I told them the same thing that I just said, and it's we have to figure it out with the group of kids that we have on Friday nights. Numbers aren't going to correct themselves this year, so we've got to figure out how to put two halves of football together against quality opponents. And next week, coming to town is a quality opponent. North Knox is having a great year. Coach Chambers has those boys playing hard, and it's going to be a battle.
Absolutely. And you know, I think no matter what happened, I mean, coming into tonight, obviously, you were looking forward to picking up a win. But this is a good game to these young men can understand that they can play with anybody. But they got to do it for four quarters. Yeah. But they can take what they did right tonight, learn from the mistakes, and take that in and finish off the regular season on a positive note, which, with a victory next week, you guys will go into the postseason with a winning record.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, we're 4-4 right now, and going into next week, you know, it's going to sound a whole lot better if they can say we're 5-4 without even looking at the postseason yet. And it's something we talked about at the very beginning of the season there in late July when we were starting to practice and early August, is we have the potential to be a 500 or better team. And it's come to fruition, and these boys are buying into it. It's just we've got to put two halves together. I mean, if we would have played like we did in the first half and the second half, you know, we may not have won, but it would have been a lot tighter game.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, I know you well enough that, you know, you're not going to make excuses. It doesn't matter if you got 15 kids over there. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. You guys have the talent. And, yeah, you know, it's going to get tough, but that just helps make them better in the long run. And for those junior, sophomores, and freshmen, playing through some adversity and them realizing that they can come back from that, you know, I was really proud of Jose for, you know, after the unfortunate two interceptions there, that he came back and made a heck of a play and a good throw on a fourth down to score a touchdown. Yeah. To kind of redeem himself a little bit and not just give up and just say, you know, look, I made mistakes, and he moved on.
Well, the first one, the first interception that Jose threw was a good play on the part of the Jasper kid. We try to get a slant in there, and he was playing man coverage, so, you know, we should have hot called it to a fade or something, but we just didn't see it in time. And Jose threw it, and the kid made a play. The second one, we were trying to run some slants and some wheels, to try just get a big play. And I told Jose before he went out, don't worry about throwing an interception. If he does intercept it, it's just as good as a punt. And lo and behold, it came true. So, you know, I kind of told him to put that up there and see if we can make a play and get some momentum going on our side. And so, you know, one of those you can put on me if you want. And the other one, the Jasper kid made a good play. Jose had a rough night. He got a lot of pressure, and we got to clean up our offensive line and make sure that he gets a chance to see the field. Because when he gets pressure, he's not the tallest quarterback in the world. When he gets pressure, he just doesn't deliver the best ball. And so that's something we, you know, the offensive line, we've got to rectify.
Sure. And also, too, tonight, you know, you did start a freshman on the offensive line tonight. So obviously, you know, good experience for Anthony Gondreman. Going to be able to use that moving forward into next week and on into the postseason, obviously. But he's probably glad that this game's over with.
Yeah. Put through Anthony to the Wolves. Being a freshman starting against Jasper for your very first start, really very first varsity experience. But he's a big kid. He's going to be a great football player. He works hard. He's a good kid, too, off the field. I thought he did the couple plays that I kind of watch. It's kind of hard on the sideline. We'll watch on film. But I thought he did a pretty nice job going against, you know, a good Jasper football team. But I wanted to get him experience going into the North Knox game and then into sectionals.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we won't keep you any longer. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. And we will talk to you next week before the North Knox game. And look forward to talking to you after that, having a winning record.
Yeah, hopefully so. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. We're going to take a quick timeout here on the Sterling & Company postgame show. We'll be back with a few awards and wrap things up. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
This is Alyssa from Build Ops and Ford, and we are proud to announce the grand opening of our detail and graphics shop. We offer detailing, paint reconditioning, odor bomb, and scratch removal, and headlight restoration. We also offer custom graphics, pinstriping, window tinting, plus a whole lot more. Stop by Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington and check out our new detail and graphics shop, or call 812-254-1379.
Build Opson, your bottom line dealer.
This is Clint Baldwin at Southside One Stop. We are open and ready to serve you on Highway 57 South in Washington, a half mile south of the bypass. The Southside One Stop is full service, so we pump your fuel for you 7 days a week. Visit our Southside One Stop on Highway 57 South of Washington. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays, and with credit card pumps, you can actually fuel up 24 hours a day. Freddy Energy and Southside One Stop. Fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here in Jasper as we wrap up the Sterling & Company postgame show. Let's give out a few awards here, Eric. First off on the list is the RE/MAX Real Estate broker, Anna Lou Chapman, and Heller's Unlimited Player of the Game. Eric, who's that going to tonight?
Well, I think it's got to be Austin Moody. You know, he's won already a couple, few MVP awards so far this year. Had one of the two hatchet touchdowns this season. Not only on top of that, had a few very good, solid runs. And, you know, was quite effective when he had the ball in his hands. You know, he had a couple negative plays, but he was able to turn around on the next play and, you know, make some solid plays. You know, Austin's really the key focal point on this football team. I think after the first couple plays, I think Jasper kind of figured that out. But Austin still had a very good, solid game, almost 100 yards rushing. So MVP goes to Austin.
Next up, the Freddy Energy High Energy Player of the Game. Eric, we'll give you two in a row. Who's that going to be?
Well, I think the High Energy is got to go to A.J. Durnell. You know, the offensive line struggled, defensive line struggled, but I thought, you know, A.J. being kind of leader that he is on that line. I think he was able to help Anthony Gonterman. I think he was able to do some really good things. He was able to open up a couple gaps for the running game for Austin Moody, Gunnar Williams. So I thought AJ did a great job. You know, he just continues to fight hard, and he's the coach's son, so he's you know, he's got the heart that Jake does, you know, so he's competitive, and, you know, he fights for everything, and I felt like, you know, AJ deserves his first award tonight.
Yeah, and you know, the linemen are the unsung heroes, and they don't get their names mentioned a lot, but AJ did a good job tonight on the line, opening up holes, just, you know, did a good job tonight, I thought, and was very deserving. So, and last but not least is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and we're going to give that to Jose Mejias. And you know, Jose had a rough night, as Coach talked about, but what I liked about what Jose did was he came back after he'd thrown interceptions and made some key plays, made some good decisions, and, you know, didn't give up. And the kid, he's a good kid, he's tough, and he's maturing as a quarterback, and you know, tonight wasn't his best night, but you know what, that didn't stop him from coming up big when he needed to on a fourth and one to throw a touchdown pass to Marcus Thorne, and just to keep his head in the game and just to stay focused. And so Jose did a good job tonight, even though he had a tough night statistically, played well, and that's gonna do well moving forward. So with that, Eric, I think that we will wrap things up here on the Sterling and Company post game show. Any parting words of wisdom?
Well, you know, it's a tough loss, but, you know, anytime you play Jasper, you know, you're going up against a powerhouse, and, you know, no matter what their record is, they're always Jasper. They're always going to be a solid team, and Coach Aarons does a great job with this group. You know, we're 4-4, and, you know, I don't think at the beginning of this year I really thought that this could be our record, and we have an opportunity knocking at the door for a winning record going into postseason play. We've got a tough North Knox team playing next week. They've got an incredible running back in Caden Fields, who has over 1,500 yards rushing coming into tonight. So it's going to be a tough ball game, and, you know, it's senior night, so I expect our seniors to come out, play well, Austin Fox, Austin Moody, Jeffrey Byler, as well as Gunnar Williams. But if you're a Hatchet fan listening out there, I know it's a tough one tonight, but just come out and support this team next Friday night for senior night. They really need the support, and let's get them victory number 5, and that's all I got to say.
Absolutely. On to North Knox. So for Eric Wilson, I'm John Gear. Appreciate you tuning in this evening. And we will be back on the air next Friday night as the North Knox Warriors will visit Hatchet Hollow. You've been listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchets football on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored in part by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalow, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, The Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, the End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington. Listen next Friday night for the next exciting broadcast of Washington Hatchets football on WAMW. We now return to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.